I just learned yesterday that this happened. I got really, really mad. We knew it was coming. We created banned.video a few years ago. It exploded. Then URL got banned on YouTube, banned on Twitter, banned all over. So you can't share it. Well, then we had a bunch of other URLs they banned. And then for like 4 months, they didn't ban one, which is a long time, banthis.tv. After they stole the election and got Biden in, they thought, well, you know. But as soon as that site went viral, as soon as we were exposing all this stuff, they banned it yesterday morning. No one can share banthis.tv. So now we're just going to abandon that. But it's a great system where it indexes all the same videos, all the same articles from banned.video. It's just a different URL and different sub-URLs. We need to promote this everywhere, and we need to get this out, okay? It's freeworldnews.tv, 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 freeworldnews.tv. And I know that's annoying, but see, we're under censorship, we're under attack, so we have to get out of the coma, get out of the trance, and we've got to realize it's a total war. Now, this is another really, really important moment right now. And if we don't take this seriously as an operation, we're done. That means the InfoWars operation will shut down if this isn't taken seriously by myself and by the listeners and by the crew and by everyone, okay? Now, I got word yesterday morning that banthis.tv is banned on Facebook and Twitter and other platforms. You cannot share or promote banthis.tv. Pretty important issue. We're in an information war. People are hungry for truth. Now, we created banned.video a few years ago. It's gotten very popular, but you can only share that via word of mouth or via your email or text message for now. You can't share it on any of the big tech platforms. You can try. So we create new URLs that mirror the same site and the same links. And we've had a lot of those, 2020 Election Center, and we've had banthis.tv. And after a few months each time, they ban the new URL once it propagates, once it gets big. So there's a new one, and maybe tomorrow, I'm not sure, we're going to have it for you, but it's in the lower third today, okay? It's in the lower third today, and we need to promote this everywhere, and we need to get this out, okay? It's freeworldnews.tv, 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 freeworldnews.tv. And I know that's annoying, but see, we're under censorship, we're under attack, so we have to get out of the coma, get out of the trance, and we've got to realize it's a total war. Because I showed you yesterday the hazardous materials page from the Connecticut website where they admitted that the Moderna shot has SM120 and then it gave the damn ingredients. And people immediately in the comments on banned.video said, oh, this can't be that SM102. It's so deadly when it is. And now people got the EU Moderna site even showing it with the full breakdown because it was one line on the Connecticut site that wasn't on another fact sheet. It's the real one, SM102, that it says will kill people and cause infertility. See, that's a big deal. And the only way that dog hunts is when people share the videos from banned.video and then emergency report to save lives, because we're under bio and chemical and globalist attack. And we're under radiological attack. We're under electromagnetic attack in the 5G. And the globalists all admit this. So there has to be a sense of urgency. There has to be a sense of urgency with myself and with everybody else, or it's game over. Okay? You know, I'm trying, and that's why I came to Florida, to get national political movements going to organize those 100-plus generals that wrote the letter saying America's under globalist attack, America's under Marxist attack, as the head of Space Force said, and got fired because we're under Marxist attack. In America, a general can't say we're under Marxist attack when we are under Marxist attack and Black Lives Matter is Marxist and Antifa is Marxist. But if you call it the elephant in the room, you're taken down because censorship in an enemy takeover is king daddy. So I'm not really on vacation. I'm here trying to get this done. But if we can't get this information out of the world and if the listeners don't realize that they're the entire fight, that they're everything, then this dog doesn't hunt and the New World Order wins.
Freeworldnews.tv, freeworldnews.tv, freeworldnews.tv.
Your voice counts. When you share information, be it over the internet or in person, it changes the world. The globalists know their agenda is unpopular. They know you're angry. And now to get around big tech, it's more important than ever that we use every tool we've got. Well, ladies and gentlemen, if you sign up for our free news and show alerts, you can then take those alerts, those articles, and those live feeds, both the regular shows and special reports, and share them with everyone you know. Take action now by texting the word NEWS, N-E-W-S, to 833-470-0438. That's 833-470-0438 for InfoWars emergency news alerts. Or text the word SHOW to 833-470-0438 and receive live show notifications. Take action now, create the chain reaction, and tell others to share those texts. Get news alerts at 833-470-0438.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Friday, May 21st. You're watching American Journal, Infowars.com, Band.video, and yes, freeworldnews.tv. That's the newest URL after they have located our rebel base and the Death Star hanging above us has blasted the world out of existence. That was bandthis.tv. That was our rebel base, our hidden headquarters. Well, now we've had to scramble to create a new one, and that is freeworldnews.tv, freeworldnews.tv. I'm going to say it 200 times this episode. No, I'll probably forget. But so much to cover today. A lot of videos. Rex Jones will be joining me in the third hour. A lot of talk about crime. A lot of talk about COVID and the vaccine passports. They're here, folks. The vaccine passports, the ultimate linchpin in the technocratic control of the world population, has now been thoroughly put into place, only to be dislodged by a great deal of struggle in the near future. We have that war to look forward to. We'll get to all of it and more this episode, but first we begin, as we always do, with our daily dispatch. Here it is, folks, your daily dispatch for the 21st of May, 2021. When I use the term vaccine scratch, what comes to mind? Vaccine scratch. Perhaps what comes to mind is the J&J vaccine causing your skin to peel off and the itching that no doubt comes from that. But no, this is something even more insidious, believe it or not. Cuomo's New York is offering $5 million lottery scratch-off tickets for those getting vaccinated. The program is dubbed Vaccine Scratch, which means anyone who gets the coronavirus vaccine will be unbearably itchy for – no, wait, sorry. We'll get the chance to win $5 million. There's 13 different levels of winning, ranging from $20 to $50,000 for the second prize. The chance of winning something are 1 in 9, Cuomo said. It's a situation where everyone wins, especially the big pharmaceutical companies. They're the ones we really need to be looking out for here. $5 million of your coronavirus relief money being used to convince the most poor of us to undergo gene-altering experimentation. Thanks, Cuomo. Thank God none of those scandals stuck to you at all. Interesting how that happens, isn't it? Maryland is joining the fray as well as they announced $2 million in lottery prizes for those in the state who get vaccinated. Maryland Governor Larry Hogan speaks to reporters during a news conference, and he lets them know that there are going to be $2 million in Maryland lottery prizes on Thursday for those in the state who get the COVID-19 experimental vaccine. Maryland follows Ohio and New York's lead in allowing vaccinated residents and people who sign up to receive the vaccine to enter a new lottery for free. With their vaccine appointment replacing a purchase ticket to enter, residents must be over 18. Yes, this is the sign of something that is good for you, is when they bribe you to take it. We know the government's always happy, ready, and willing to give out money for free, no strings attached, right? Good Lord. University of Pennsylvania Health System requires employees to get COVID vaccine or they're fired. Infectious disease doctor Matt McCarthy weighs in on the CDC recommending the Pfizer vaccine. The University of Pennsylvania of Health System, Pennsylvania Health System, has given its employees an ultimatum. Get the vaccine before September 1st or be fired. The memo, which comes amid a debate about how far companies should go in compelling vaccines, was sent to employees on Wednesday. All employees and clinical staff must be vaccinated no later than September 1st, 2021, a Penn Medicine spokesperson told Fox Business. Effective July 1st, 2021, all new hires will either have to provide proof of vaccination or have completed their vaccinations at least 2 weeks before beginning work. Staff who choose not to get vaccinated for medical or religious reasons will have to apply for an exemption. They'll tell you whether your religious or medical exemption is legitimate or not. Non-exempted workers who choose not to get vaccinated will be subject to disciplinary actions, including firing, according to the memo. As an institution grounded in the science and art of healthcare, we believe it's imperative for the University of Pennsylvania Health System to take the lead in requiring employee vaccinations to protect our patients and staff and set an example to the broader community as we work together to end the COVID-19 pandemic, the Penn Medicine spokesperson says. As an institution grounded in the science and art of healthcare, the highest science and art of healthcare, we demand that our employees be subject to an experimental gene-altering vaccine or be fired. Truly incredible. They're not the only ones doing it. And this is probably the biggest topic today. It's not the biggest story, but it's about 20 stories all in the same vein here. Oregon to demand proof of vaccination to enter businesses and churches without a mask. New York Times is reporting that the Oregon Health Authority will require businesses, workplaces, and houses of worship to check the vaccination status of anyone wishing to enter the premises without a mask. That's right, folks. The same people who think it's racist to require an ID to cast a vote for the president of the United States are now saying you need to have your medical records on display in order to get into a church or a coffee house. It's tyranny, folks, cut and dry. It's a total control system being implemented, and nobody is standing up against it except for maybe, you know, InfoWars. EU agrees on COVID certificates to sweep away barriers on travel between countries. Sweeping away the barriers that they erected. They actually, at least a little bit more reasonable in this situation. I hate to give Europe credit, but credit where it's due. The agreement seeks to eliminate quarantine requirements for people who can prove they are at low risk of having COVID-19 because they're vaccinated, have recently tested negative for the coronavirus, or have already recovered from the disease. So, yes, it's a plan to have a digital certificate system tied to your physical being that will determine whether or not you're allowed to travel between countries, but at least they are giving you the slight option of not getting the vaccine, but just testing negative or having recovered from the vaccine. So a little bit better than the vaccine craze going on here in America. The Fed this summer will take another step in developing a digital currency. Federal Reserve will release a research paper this summer that explores a move to a central bank digital currency. The move of multiple countries, most prominently China, in the central bank digital currency space has intensified talk about how aggressively the Fed should move. The Fed is going to consider the possibility of issuing central bank digital currency. We'll be able to come up with money out of thin air even faster than ever. The good news is, instead of cash that can be spent anonymously, hoarded without anybody knowing, this will come with that added bonus of being able to be tracked continuously and manufactured from thin air. So win-win if you're a warmongering banker. 22 states are now dropping the $300 weekly unemployment boost amid mounting job shortage. Republican governors in nearly half of U.S. states have all announced plans to scrap the beefed-up federal unemployment benefits they say have disincentivized workers to re-enter the workforce. I don't know if you guys have seen this, but all around Austin, especially at fast food places, these massive signs that are like, we're hiring. Taco Bell today is having a hiring party at one of their locations. Or, you know, big signs. It's like, we pay $15 to $20 an hour. I mean, people are desperate for work, but the federal benefits are still worth more than work. I don't know. Pretty easy choice. I can stay at home and make more money than if I wake up at 4 in the morning to go slop McGriddles to customers. Gee, I wonder which one I'm going to choose. So yeah, thank God they're finally doing away with this billion upon billion dollar experiment in universal basic income. crypto industry faces regulatory scrutiny from SEC, CFTC, IRS, and others. The wild swings in crypto prices this year have enthralled and disheartened investors, alarmed Wall Street, and focused attention of regulators and lawmakers who've already had cryptocurrency in their sights. Another sort of convenience, isn't it? It's always like this. They're like, we want to get rid of cryptocurrencies. And then something happens. They're like, yeah, that's why. That's why we want to get rid of it. Because of all the uncertainty that we're seeing. Sure, we wanted to before the uncertainty, but now it's because of the uncertainty. Okay, sure. So, yeah, they'll try to destroy the independent, unregulated cryptocurrencies, introduce their own, total collapse of the economy. You'll be on a total digital panopticon, being watched always, tied in with your medical records. It's total tyranny, and it's here. Welcome to the world.
One of the most common questions I get on air, but also off air when I'm just out and about, is, Alex, what do I say to my family about the vaccines? How do I warn them? Well, the problem is there's so many problems with it, so many facets. The history of contaminated vaccines, the fact that they have liability protection in the U.S., and Europe, the fact that they've been caught adding sterilants and cancer viruses and other things to vaccines, and the whole history of secret experimentation on at-risk groups of poor blacks, poor whites, Native Americans. The list goes on and on. But what about the fact that Fauci testified to Congress, and so did the head of the CDC in late May of 2021, that around half of the NIH CDC staff, medical doctors, virologists, scientists, have refused to take the vaccine and don't think it's safe. Yeah, I think when half the doctors are scared to take it, and it's the same thing in the private practices out there, similar numbers, that's not something I'm going to be taking. That's very, very simple. There's your answer.
Cognitive dissonance is a major issue amongst the left. It can be very stressful dealing with facts you refuse to accept. If you have a family member suffering from this degenerative mental condition, buy them a bottle of Ultimate Fish Oil from InfoWarsStore.com. Studies have suggested that fish oils and fish oil supplementation can slightly lower blood pressure, decrease triglyceride levels, decrease the growth rate of plaque, and provide a soothing reduction in inflammation. Inflammatory responses in joints and the digestive system. Recent studies have suggested that high EPA and DHA fish oil can stimulate immune function by increasing the concentration and activity of immune cells. It worked for my family, and now I can have a logical and calm discussion about actual facts that pertain to reality. Get your Ultimate Fish Oil for a friend, family member, or yourself at InfoWarsStore.com.
As men age, they often experience a
slowdown
in vitality, energy, and overall wellness.
And that's why we made one of our most popular formulas to date, Super Male Vitality, specifically designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance to create superior vitality in males. Now look, this unique formula promotes your body's own natural responses, and it contains no synthetic chemicals and no unwanted additives. Yes, we're talking about ancient wisdom combined with modern technology, working together in perfect synchronicity to help you get the most out of this herb-packed formula. So what are you waiting for? Go to the InfoWars store. Never been a better time than right now. Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com.
Bioremediation is a process used to treat contaminating water, soil, and subsurface material. By accelerating naturally occurring environmental conditions to stimulate growth of microorganisms and degrade targeted pollutants. For the first time, the BioPros are bringing to the public market a suite of bioremediation products to the everyday consumer. Their first product they are launching is called BioSeptic Pro, a product specifically designed to establish a healthy septic system. BioSeptic Pro contains live microorganisms, not traditional enzymes like its competitors. This stuff lives in your septic system. It's really like probiotics for your septic tank and is at least 100 times more effective than similar microbial products due to its revolutionary patented delivery system. BioSeptic Pro contains no chemical ingredients and no genetically modified organisms. Visit thebiopros.com today and protect your septic system. That's thebiopros.com. This is for anaerobic septic tanks, and the job it does is unparalleled. thebiopros.com.
You're You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Back, folks, to American Journal and Infowars.com, band.tv, and freeworldnews.tv, freeworldnews.tv. That's the newest URL to disguise yourself as you share content from band.video. If you click the share button on any video, it'll give you that disguised URL, which is, once again, freeworldnews.tv. And it's up to you, folks, to share these links, or even better, copy the videos yourself. Trim them so they fit onto Twitter timelines, upload them there, hashtag them, share them around. It's all about getting this information out there. And it's the very least you can do, share the links. If you want to do more, go to InfoWarsStore.com, purchase yourself one of our fantastic supplements, some of our new products like the Fizzy Magnesium Orange Drink Mix to get your daily dose of magnesium, which is so important in so many functions of your body, and yet 75% of Americans do not get enough magnesium in their daily diet. Now you can get all the magnesium you need to get your body functioning at its highest possible caliber by going to InfoWarsStore.com, getting the Fizzy Magnesium Drink. And I promise to you, ladies and gentlemen, it tastes like orange soda. I can't say it enough. Tastes like orange soda. Sounds like something you would order at a moon base, and it supports the info war against the ongoing and ever-increasing threat of globalist takeover. InfoWarsStore.com is where you go to do that. In the third hour, I will be joined by Rex Jones. We'll be taking your calls. In fact, I'll go ahead and give out the phone number right now. It's open line Friday, 1-877-789-2539. Give us a call at American Journal, 1-877-789-2539. Totally open lines. You know, it's I guess I'm glad that people are finally coming around to COVID-19. They're finally coming around to what a scumbag Bill Gates is. They're finally coming around to all of these things that InfoWars has been screaming from the mountaintops for years, if not decades at this point. I just hope it's not too late. With Bill Gates, I think it kind of is. It's kind of the type of thing where he served his purpose to the globalist leaders and they just sort of tossed him to the side now. Right. He'll still continue to run his operation. He'll still continue to use the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation to carry out his philanthropy of organizing the process of human existence into one more conformist with his particular concept of what is good. But they don't have too much use for him anymore. Throw him to the wayside. There are others to fill his position. So people are finally sort of coming around to that. The real thing people are coming around to realize is that COVID-19 was not natural. And the next little leap in logic, not so much of a leap as a sort of inevitable step, is that it was released on purpose, that it was manufactured by the same people that put us into the lockdown and they created this economic disaster as a response. This is finally breaking through to the mainstream. Here is Jim Jordan unloading on Dr. Fauci over the origins of COVID-19.
This is Mr. Jordan.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'll have a question second round for Mr. Kramer. But first round here, I wanted to focus on a fundamental question. Why don't Democrats on this committee want to know how the virus started? 17 months, 150 million cases worldwide, 600,000 Americans lost their lives. Where did this thing start? Did it jump from an animal to humans, or was it a leak from a lab in Wuhan, China? American people probably like to know. After all, they've had their liberties assaulted for the past year. The World Health Organization did a study and issued a report. The same World Health Organization that Republicans on this committee asked to come in front of this committee three separate times, and the Democrats denied us our request. Their report said this, quote, "It was extremely unlikely that the lab leak was the cause." Just one problem with that finding. Nobody believes them. President Biden's Director of National Intelligence, Avril Haines, said this, "That's not our assessment." Secretary of State Blinken said, "We've got real concerns about the methodology and process that went into the WHO report." Secretary of Health and Human Services Becerra, former colleague of ours, said, quote, "We have to understand how COVID surfaced, but the Select Committee in Congress on COVID doesn't want to know." Journalists want to know. Josh Rogan, Washington Post column 2 weeks ago. He starts his column off by quoting our colleague, Congressman Gallagher. Understanding the cause of the pandemic and ensuring that something like it never happens again is the most important question we face. He goes on to say this. The Republicans are taking the first steps in a long overdue effort, but without backing from Democrats, who are conspicuously absent from these efforts, the investigations will struggle. Very true. The Select Committee on the Coronavirus won't look into how coronavirus started. I find that fascinating. I find that amazing. Nicholas Wade, former New York Times science writer, said this when looking at the two scenarios. He says, quote, it's a stretch to get the pandemic to break out naturally outside of Wuhan and then without leaving a trace to make its first appearance in Wuhan. But he says this for the lab escape scenario. A Wuhan origin for the virus is a no-brainer. Wuhan is home to China's leading center for coronavirus research. Researchers were genetically engineering bat coronaviruses to attack human cells. They were doing so under minimal safety conditions. If the virus with an unexpected infectiousness had been generated there, its escape would be no surprise. Journalists want to know. Secretary of State wants to know. Secretary of Health and Human Services want to know. Journalists want to know. Republicans want to know. Americans want to know. Why don't Democrats in Congress want to know where this thing started? Is it because Speaker Pelosi called it a diversion last year when we were raising these questions and asking to have these witnesses brought in front of us? Or maybe it's because Dr. Fauci, the all-knowing Dr. Fauci, who Mr. Rogan in his piece said has, quote, repeatedly thrown cold water on the lab leak theory, maybe Dr. Fauci would have to answer some tough questions if we actually dug into how this thing started. Remember, Dr. Fauci gave EcoHealth $3 million. EcoHealth then gave $600,000 to the Wuhan lab. Did Dr. Fauci know about this arrangement when he okayed the grant? Did Dr. Fauci know the Wuhan lab did not operate with the highest level safety standards as reported by our own State Department personnel in China? How about the process? There's a review board at HHS for any grants that do, quote, gain of function research. Now, 2 weeks ago, Dr. Fauci told Senator Paul that the grant to Wuhan lab was not, quote, gain of function research. But several respected doctors disagree, say it was. How does this review board process work? Who sits on the board? The truth is, nobody knows. The only thing we know about this board is its chairman, and we only know that because he disclosed it in January 2020. Report here. Chris Hassel, the chairman, disclosed his involvement January 2020 in a talk before the National Science Advisory Board for Biosecurity. He said during the talk that the current definition of what comes in front of his board is, quote, very narrow. Quote, I'll just probably be more frank than may be appropriate. I think it's too narrow. He then went on and suggested that the government could be funding gain-of-function research that his committee hasn't vetted. There's some important questions there for Dr. Fauci. How about the fundamental question? The fundamental question. Why are we funding research in a lab in Wuhan, China in the first place? Why are we doing that? I think the American people like to know, especially what they've went through over the last year. And just as important, Mr. Chairman, why won't this committee, the only committee in the United States Congress focused solely on the coronavirus, why won't we look into how this thing started? I think the American people like an answer to that question. I yield back.
Incredible stuff from Jim Jordan. We will get more into this on the other side.
Your brain, your heart, your bones, your liver, your eyes, everything has a better shot at surviving in this crazy environment when you have high-quality fish oil. We've got the best out there. We have the highest grade of fish oil available, and what it does for your body is simply amazing. Everybody already knows what high-quality fish oil does, and it costs us even more to put it through a process to remove any trace mercury that's in it. So this is also clean fish oil. It's been sold out for months, but it's back in stock, 50% off. Krill oil is set to sell out. It's amazing as well. It's at 25% off, but when you get them both together in a combo, it's 50% off as well. Ultimate Fish Oil, now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And when I forget to take it, I really feel it. When I take a couple of them before I go to sleep at night, it makes my dreams even more amazing. Listeners thought I was joking. You've tried it out, and most of you have been blown away. Get your fish oil today at InfoWarsStore.com. Ultimate Fish Oil, InfoWarsStore.com. Ultimate Fish Oil, InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com.
I'm
not going to say this five times in a row to be obnoxious. I'm saying it because it's the key to victory over these criminals. Last week, the arch globalist Fauci admitted that roughly half of the CDC's top brass and workers, medical doctors, scientists, nurses, you name it, have taken the so-called COVID-19 Frankenshot. I'm going to say it the second time. Around half of the doctors at the CDC and NIH refuse to take the Frankenshots. They don't trust it. You shouldn't trust it. The vaccines have been banned in most countries around the world. This is an attack on the American people and the people of the world. This is an absolute red flag smoking gun. Again, let me say it two more times. Around half the individuals that work at the NIH and CDC, the medical staff, refuse to take the vaccines. That's right. The doctors, nurses, and scientists do not trust the so-called vaccines, and you shouldn't either. You should warn everyone you know about the truth. One of the most popular memes on the internet in the last decade has been Alex Jones was right, but it now routinely trends number one on platforms like Twitter and Facebook, making the globalists pull their hair out in anger. But let me tell you, we are tomorrow's news today. And thanks to your support, we're still on air at InfoWars.com and Band.video, radio stations and TV stations across the country. And our film Endgame, censored and taken offline by Amazon when it hit number one a few years ago, is now available again. We have reprinted it on high-quality DVD in HD. It has a zero country code, meaning anyone in the world is authorized to make copies of it, and I'm asking you to get the original, make copies, give it to everyone you know, air it on local access TV, give it to your pastors, your police chiefs, your state reps, your prime ministers, whatever you do, warn the world. This film uses their own documents and own statements 14 years ago to expose them. It's more important than ever. Available at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. Listen up, patriots. I'm running a sale that's the biggest I've ever run on three products that are already selling out. Well, then why am I selling it then at 50% off or 60% off, depending on which sale you go with? Because I know a lot of you are on the fence, you haven't tried it, and I know you're going to get hooked once you do. So for 1 week only, we're running 50% off on Ultimate Fish Oil, 50% off on Winter Sun with D3 and Kefir Immune System, and, oh my gosh, people love this so much, but sold out for months back in limited supply. Turbo Force 10-Hour Clean Energy is 40% off. But you can get them all three together in the Optimum Trifecta Pack for 60% off. We've never offered that on these products. It's basically a lost leader. I want you to get them. I want you to try them. I want you to love them. So believe me, you're going to be blown away. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. We're running this Monday through Sunday, and the deal is over. Best deal ever. Take advantage of it at InfoWarsStore.com and fund the InfoWar.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, folks. We'll get to your calls very shortly. I want to finish up with what we started talking about in the last segment, which is that Jim Jordan speech where he questioned where the coronavirus origin truly is. Is it the Wuhan Virology Lab? And if that's the case, did American money fund the creation of this disease? And if that's the case, was the creation and release of this disease on purpose? Now, he didn't go quite that far, but there is a lot to be learned from this one simple interchange, this one simple paradigm shift in American consciousness, because for over a year, we've been told that it was a total debunked conspiracy theory that the Wuhan lab was the source of the COVID-19. And the primary word there, debunked. Debunked. This is a word that they use like a all-powerful lightsaber. They just slice through any questions or criticisms or suspicions you may have about things you're not being told the truth about. Debunked. Debunked. They just yell that, and suddenly you're a crazy conspiracy theorist whose questions aren't even worth considering answering. They aren't even worth looking into. Your intentions alone will be the source of suspicion, not the actual concerns that you're bringing up. Very powerful word they've used, but now it's falling apart. And this is just one aspect of this. I'm trying to sort of encapsulate everything that can be learned by this. Because not only has InfoWars been reporting on this, specifically the Institute of Virology, I reported on that in January of 2020, in April of 2020, over a year ago, we talked about the $3.7 million given to the Wuhan lab from the NIH to study bat coronaviruses and their gain-of-function operation going on there. We've been talking about this for a year. So that, this is just one aspect, is the fact that we've been talking about this and everybody's ignored it. Nobody's paid attention, despite the fact that the virus has completely ravaged every aspect of our civilization, where it came from, who released it, not a concern, apparently. That's one aspect of it. But where this really goes is into the whole sphere of fact-checking. PolitiFact has now been forced to pull a fact check that debunked the lab leak origin of coronavirus. Debunked, there's that word. The original fact check was entitled Tucker Carlson Guest Airs Debunked Conspiracy Theory that COVID-19 was created in a lab. It was rated pants on fire. Because PolitiFact is for elementary school children, I guess, to translate this into adult speak. They were saying it is a horrific lie. Not just wrong, not just incorrect, not just missing context. No, it was pants on fire. It was a blatant and easily disprovable lie. That's what they wanted you to believe almost a year ago. Completely untrue and debunked. Who did this debunking? Somebody who obviously didn't know what they were talking about. No such thing. Didn't exist. This needs to be a lesson to be learned. Not by us. We know this already. But by the people out there, the regular people that read these things, they go, gosh, it could have been released from a lab. That's kind of scary. I better go check PolitiFact. Type in COVID lab. Oh, debunked. Whew. Well, I don't have to worry about that anymore. It's been debunked. I can trust the authorities, the scientists. Trust science. Dr. Fauci. We know they've debunked it. I can sleep easy now. Well, you were lied to. That's a falsification. Wasn't debunked by anybody. They lied to you. They weren't wrong. They lied to you. Okay? Be real here. Editor's note, May 17th, 2021. When this fact check was first published in September 2020, PolitiFact sources included researchers who asserted that SARS-CoV-2 virus could not have been manipulated. That assertion is now widely disputed. For that reason, we're removing this fact check from our database pending a more thorough review. And they're just removing it. Well, it was disproved. It was debunked by our experts that assured us that it could not have happened. So we put it on the website, pants on fire. If you believe this, you're an idiot. It's been debunked. Oh, really? It actually looks like there's a lot of evidence for this. Okay, we're not going to fact check. No need to really concern our pants on fire, true. You know, who's to say? We're just going to not fact check that anymore. Okay, interesting way you handled that, I suppose. As highlighted yesterday, this article, by the way, from Summit.News, Infowars.com. As we highlighted yesterday, even Biden's own CDC director, Rochelle Walensky, admits it's a possibility that the virus leaked from the Wuhan Institute of Virology, an opinion more than shared by her predecessor, Robert Redfield, who told CNN in March that it was the most likely explanation. Chris Menahan asks, is PolitiFact going to be blacklisted by Google and banned from social media for publishing this misinformation? After all, Zero Hedge was banned from social media for publishing the correct information. Zero Hedge actually published information about the Wuhan lab and about the potential of a COVID lab leak, and they were eliminated from Twitter. They were kicked off. They were silenced. PolitiFact putting the lie up, they get all the airtime. They get all of the access to social media that they desire. Are they going to have their PayPal and bank accounts closed? Of course not. Instead, they're going to continue to be artificially propped up by Google and shoved in everyone's face for social engineering purposes. This once again illustrates how fact checks are routinely abused in order to falsely discredit stories and narratives that are damaging to establishment entities. I think that's the key part of this. It goes on to say, by slapping a fact check on a story and claiming it's been debunked, the establishment media can then push for those who still insist on discussing the issue to be silenced and deplatformed, as they have been. But this is the real key here. It routinely abuses fact checks to falsely discredit stories and narratives that are damaging to establishment entities. That is their true concern. That is their one rubric by which they are grading assertions. It's not about whether it's true or not. It's about whether it serves their system or not, whether it serves their purpose, whether it contributes or detracts from their agenda. That is the key here. If it goes against what they want to implement, it'll be debunked. It'll be a conspiracy theory. It'll be pants on fire. If it contributes to their agenda, it'll be considered true. It'll be unquestionable. It'll be a scientific fact. Science is settled on this matter. Isn't that amazing? And then when it comes out that their pants on fire fact check was false, they will simply take it off the website. Yeah, no need to concern ourselves with that anymore. See, there, if it's a fact that damages the establishment and is true, so it can't be fact checked out of the way, then they just won't fact check it. Yeah, we'll just not concern ourselves with it. We'll just delete it anyway, like they did with the New York Post story on Hunter Biden. They came out and literally said, whether or not it can be fact checked, we're going to go ahead and remove this. Facebook as well just came out and said, any assertions that make it less likely for people to get the vaccine, those assertions will be removed, whether or not they can be fact checked. So they're admitting it now. I mean, Facebook has come out and said this blatantly. It's not even pretending to fact check things anymore. It's saying even if it is true and can be fact checked and confirmed, they'll still remove it because it goes against their narrative and the establishment zeitgeist. So they're admitting it. It's not even a question anymore. That's the most important part about this. But there's other important parts about this as well, which is that the House Democrats have stymied investigations and dismissed the notion as a distraction. Now, whether they're getting their orders from the media or vice versa, sort of hard to say. But Republicans in office are trying to get to the bottom of this. They are trying to figure out what the facts are. The Democrats are happy to point to PolitiFact and say, that's pants on fire. We may censor you. We may kick you out of the Congress for daring to go against the dictates of the almighty PolitiFact. That's another thing to consider here. Jordan notes that it's unfathomable why Democrats are blocking efforts to find answers unless they're seeking to protect Anthony Fauci from having to answer difficult questions about his involvement with the Wuhan Institute of Virology during the Biden-Obama years. As InfoWars reported in April 2020, the NIH rewarded $3.7 million grant to the Wuhan Institute of Virology to conduct coronavirus gain-of-function research. This development also comes in the wake of the world's leading scientists penning an open letter urging more investigation into the possibility that the coronavirus pandemic was caused by a leak from Wuhan's Institute of Virology, saying that the WHO dismissed this notion without proper consideration. But they were helped in this lie by the Democrats. The Democrats stymied investigation. They are happy to be the attack dogs and the living attack golems of the mainstream media, and it's all based on lies.
Your voice counts. When you share information, be it over the internet or in person, it changes the world. The globalists know their agenda is unpopular. They know you're angry. And now to get around big tech, it's more important than ever that we use every tool we've got. Well, ladies and gentlemen, if you sign up for our free news and show alerts, you can then take those alerts, those articles, and those live feeds, both the regular shows and special reports, and share them with everyone you know. Take action now by texting the word NEWS, N-E-W-S, to 833-470-0438. That's 833-470-0438 for InfoWars emergency news alerts. Or text the word SHOW to 833-470-0438 and receive live show notifications. Take action now, create the chain reaction, and tell others to share those texts. Get news alerts at 833-470-0438.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with super male vitality in the true alpha male pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power. Head to InfoWarsStore.com today.
Warning, warning, warning. The globalists have launched a massive counteroffensive against populist forces worldwide. They are censoring, they are attacking, they are arresting patriots all over the world. Churches in Europe, Australia, the UK and Canada, and even California, New York, are being SWAT teamed and closed because they're non-essential. The tyranny is incredible. But in areas like Texas and South Dakota and Florida, where we have a history of more liberty, all the lockdowns are over, ladies and gentlemen. This is martial law. This has all been a massive martial law drill. And now it's more important than ever to spread the word about InfoWars and to support InfoWars. We have three of our best-selling products selling out, but despite that, they're all massively discounted. Turbo Force, it's 40% off. We've got Ultimate Fish Oil, 50% off, and Winter Sun for your immune system. It's 50% off as well. Best deal ever. Take advantage of it at InfoWarsStore.com and fund the InfoWar. When listeners call into the show and thank me for all I've done, I always stop them and I say, thank you for what you've done. Thank you for keeping InfoWars on the air. Thank you for praying for us, and thank you for spreading the word. If all of you will simply go to InfoWarsStore.com and get a privacy pocket for your iPhone or Droid, it will teach you and others that these things are surveilling you. It will remind you every day, like it does me and my family, and it will protect where you go and what you do. Not because you've done something wrong, but because the big telecoms, big tech, and the globalists are predatory and are evil. And in this surveillance state, we need to more and more start doing everything we can to mitigate the criminal activity they're involved in. These are the highest quality, highest ratings. They're available at InfoWarsStore.com in four different colors, and they are only $19.95. The exact same pocket is sold for $24.95 or even $29.95 everywhere. They're available right now for $19.95, and they fund the InfoWar. Please take action today. Protect your privacy and fund the InfoWar.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, folks, your phone calls in mere minutes on American Journal. I just want to do something I haven't done before. We're doing a little addendum to the Daily Dispatch. I've got a few stories that I didn't get to and were under my pile, and I've uncovered them here. So I'm going to read them very quickly before we get to your phone calls. Here it is from Smithsonian Magazine. Thousands of wild bee species haven't been seen since 1990. A new analysis of bee sightings around the world since the year 1900 shows that about a quarter of bee species haven't been seen by scientists in about 30 years. This study was published on January 22nd in the journal One Earth. The findings line up with recent research about insect populations in peril worldwide, but the severe drop in bee species sightings spells trouble, especially because humans rely on bees to pollinate about 85% of food crops. Honeybees may get the lion's share of credit for food pollination, but there are actually 20,000 bee species in the world and 4,000 species native to the United States. A massive ecological disaster. Thousands of wild bee species, a quarter of them, have not been seen since 1990. We can assume that a quarter of the bee species in the world have gone extinct in just the last 30 years or so. Truly incredible. And devastating, and an existential crisis. One of these ecological, environmental crises that I wish we would actually pay attention to, because it's the pesticides, it's the glyphosates, it's the pollution, it's the industrial runoff. That's what's killing the bees. And if the bees die, we die. They pollinate our food. And we can be like China and have slaves out there working the field and pollinating by hand, but I'd rather not succumb to the depravities of communism, and I'd rather have the world and nature work at it as it's intended. But you won't see any of that, because 100% of the environmental concern right now is directed directly towards climate change. Try to bring up anything else, and you'll get routed back to climate change, because climate change is a very useful political tool. It's not so useful to care about bees, even though far more impactful than the ice sheet in the Arctic, I have to say. 150 missing children have been found in a North Carolina operation. 150 missing or runaway children were located in North Carolina. This is a staggering number. During Wednesday's weekly press conference, the Charlotte-Mecklenburg Police Department joined with several of its partners to share the success of Operation Carolina Homecoming, which was a collaborative effort focused on the recovering of missing and runaway juveniles in the Charlotte area, where previous efforts to locate them had been unsuccessful. Prior to the start, they'd been working on recovering 130 missing and runaway juveniles. But just once again, incredible that this is not the number one story across the entire nation. 150 children, 150 lives, 150 families, hundreds and hundreds of Americans going completely missing and now having been found by the efforts of these people and taken out of human trafficking, prostitution, and narcotics activities. Truly incredible, uplifting, but it reveals the deep, dark underside and the prevalence of this type of behavior in America. It goes totally unaddressed. Here's some good news in our ongoing saga and coverage of Israel and Hamas. Israel and Hamas agreed to a ceasefire over the Gaza conflict. Israel's security cabinet approved a tentative ceasefire after 11 days of fighting with Hamas in Israel and the Gaza Strip. Now, even after this, there were some conflicts. There were some little bit of fighting at the Temple Mount earlier today. So I don't think that affects this ceasefire necessarily, but that's some good news. And hopefully this ceasefire is maintained and we can see the tentative and very delicate peace regained once again in the Middle East. Chris Cuomo apologizes to CNN, admits he advised Andrew Cuomo on scandal. So, of course, Andrew Cuomo is under a number of scandals. This one in particular is the sexual harassment scandal. I'm not sure what his brother Chris told him, but it may have been something like, "Who cares, bro? You're a Democrat. No one's going to care. Don't do anything. Don't make any apologies. Don't give any excuses. Don't offer any help or admit any wrongdoing. Just ignore it. Power on, and the Democrats will cover for you. After all, the Democrats and the media don't care about morality or consistency. They're all about power." Similar to this previous story about the missing children, law enforcement seizes 68 big cats from Tiger King Park. Federal law enforcement officers have seized nearly 70 protected big cats from Jeffrey and Lauren Lowe's Thackerville, Oklahoma Tiger King Park. The Department of Justice said Thursday the Lowe's, who've been accused of mistreating the animals, are best known for their appearance in the popular Tiger King docuseries. So they now seized 68 protected big cats, 46 lions, 15 tiger-lion hybrids, and 7 lions, as well as 1 jaguar, the Justice Department said. To the Justice Department, I say, "Can I have one, please? May I please have a jaguar? I will take very good care of it. Department of Justice, get in contact with me. I would like a jaguar, please. Thank you." Tennessee becomes second state to ban trans hormone treatments before puberty. Republican Tennessee Governor Bill Lee signed legislation Tuesday that bans hormone treatment for prepubescent minors, that is chemical castration. You are now no longer allowed to castrate your child before they reach adulthood. This should be totally unquestionable, but then again, we live in an insane world run by the devil. Amazon is now closing Connecticut site after another noose was found. Amazon announced on Thursday it was shutting down a construction site in Windsor, Connecticut, after a 7th noose has been discovered. Damn, Connecticut? Who would have thought? Yes, that bastion of racism, Connecticut. Incredible. Yes, they're deeply disturbed by the incidents. Folks, if you work at an Amazon site, do not make loops in rope. Your site will be shut down. Racism will be blamed. Is that it? Is that a picture of the noose they found? Oh, my God. That's it, folks. That's the news they found. It's like, they're going to hang him by the wrist. Ridiculous. But there you go. That's our little addendum for the Daily Dispatch, getting some of those top stories out of the way. Let's go now to Patty in New Jersey, who says that she went to a Board of Education meeting, and you had some fun, did you, Patty?
I sure did, Harrison. How's it going?
Good, thank you.
From the Smoke a Fatty with Patty Show podcast.
Oh, of course. Welcome back, sir.
Thank you, thank you. So last night I went to my first Board of Ed meeting, and I literally told the Board of Ed that they should be ashamed of themselves for allowing our kids to wear masks in gym class while exerting all of their efforts. I don't know about you, but I went hard in gym class back in the day, and I'm sure these kids do too. They want to impress their peers, you know, but they're doing this with this face diaper on. And you know what's so funny? I was thinking to myself, like, what I could say I was doing before I came on. I could go on and say, excuse me about that. I could go on and say, yeah, I was doing burpees with my mask on to see what my kids feel like in school.
Mm.
But it's it's absolutely insane that New Jersey was the first one, one of the first states to get hit with the virus, but we're still locked down. These kids still have to wear masks in school.
It's totally nonsensical. They're not really at threat, and especially, I mean, in gym class, we've seen examples. Like Oregon had a mask mandate for kids until they had kids like collapsing and almost dying on the track because they couldn't breathe. And so then they're like, maybe we should repeal this. It's absurd that it's still going on in places. New Jersey, I guess, is one of them. What was the reaction when you went and told the Board of Education what you thought about their ridiculous mandate, Patty? What did they say to you?
Well, they showed sympathy and understanding. There were two halves of this room, you know. The people I was looking at, they were understanding. They shook their heads. They understood. They said there's still a state mandate and there's nothing that they can do. And I asked, why hasn't anyone else tried to pursue this? Why are we, like, damaging our kids' lungs while they're in the developmental phases of life? Their bodies need oxygen in order to develop and grow. Why are we purposefully, and we as in, you know, we allow this to go on. We send our kids to school, so, sure. You know, it's we. And they're allowing them to do this. They're allowing them to just, you know, pretty much put their mouths on their own exhaust tank while they're doing this physical activity. It's insane.
It's absurd. So they basically said, well, it's a federal mandate. There's nothing we can do about it.
For the most part, in nicer words, with smiles and compassion and understanding, whether it was on the surface level or not,
that's a minor miracle in today's world. I'm surprised you didn't get shouted down and tased, right? I mean,
I'm not done yet. I'm not done. Oh. I didn't tell you about the people behind me.
Oh, okay.
You know, I had people behind me that, you know, obviously I'm talking to the front. They're not looking at my face. Everyone had their face diapers on well over their noses. I'm surprised they could see with how big these giant overnight maxi pad face diapers all over their face. And they were yelling and screaming, it's a state law. It's a state law. They have to. Like trying to really just ignore the fact that this is detrimental to your kid's health. Now, look, I hope your medical, your medical insurance is up to date. I really hope it is, because your kids are going to have a lot of bronchial problems. But Harrison, if you woke up tied to a pole with your pants down around your ankles and Vaseline everywhere, would you tell anybody?
How do you know about that, sir?
Would you tell anybody?
No, I don't think I would.
You want to go camping in New York City?
All right, that's Patty from New Jersey, the Fatty with Fatty podcast. As Thomas Jefferson said, if the law is unjust, a man's not only right to disobey it, he is obligated to do so.
Your brain, your heart, your bones, your liver, your eyes, everything has a better shot at surviving in this crazy environment when you have high-quality fish oil. We've got the best out there. We have the highest grade of fish oil available, and what it does for your body is simply amazing. Everybody already knows what high-quality fish oil does, and it costs us even more to put it through a process to remove any trace mercury that's in it. So this is also clean fish oil. It's been sold out for months, but it's back in stock, 50% off. Krill oil is set to sell out. It's amazing as well. It's at 25% off, but when you get them both together in a combo, it's 50% off as well. Ultimate Fish Oil, now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And when I forget to take it, I really feel it. When I take a couple of them before I go to sleep at night, it makes my dreams even more amazing. Listeners thought I was joking. You've tried it out, and most of you have been blown away. Get your fish oil today at InfoWarsStore.com. Ultimate Fish Oil, InfoWarsStore.com. Ultimate Fish Oil, InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com. Globalist puppet Joe Biden wasted no time blaming Russia with no evidence for the shutdown of the East Coast gasoline pipeline that goes from Houston right up through New York City and supplies more than half of the gasoline to the East Coast. But who is it that actually shut down the main pipeline from Canada through the Midwest to Houston to refine the oil that's then turned into gas and sent to the East Coast? That's right, Joe Biden shut down the Keystone pipeline right after it was completed. Joe Biden did that to America. He has the history. He has the background. He's the one that promised to, quote, get us off of fossil fuels. He's the one that's tried to extend the lockdowns of the country. Remember, ladies and gentlemen, that the New World Order wants a post-industrial world, and they want the United States, Europe, and Australia crippled so communist China can be dominant. It's not Russia that's the enemy. It's communist China and their minions like Joe Biden in control of the White House. That's the facts. That's the information.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, second hour of American Journal, folks. This hour will be chock full of your phone calls, your comments, and some great information and videos. We'll be talking once again about Jim Jordan, this time his discussions of the absolute insanity of the Democrats' crime plan. We'll be talking about that. We'll be talking about a bunch of other stuff. Third hour, Rex Jones will be joining me, and we'll really go off in the third hour. It's going to be a fun Friday as we continue the show. Your phone calls this whole hour and into the third as well. First, I want to play this video. We played it yesterday, but it's worth playing again. It's by our very own Greg Reese, and it's really making a splash in social media. Share this link if you can. It's called Jonestown and the COVID Suicide Cult. Let's roll it.
Up until recently, the CIA's long, close relationship with the late Jim Jones has always been a mystery. From the very beginning of his ministry, Dan Mitrione was always close in the shadows. Mitrione was an expert in torture and counterinsurgency techniques for the CIA, who taught many of the same methods used by Jim Jones. In 1978, 1 year after the CIA's MKUltra was exposed to the public, nearly 1,000 people died in Jonestown. The chief medical examiner reported that nearly 90% were homicides, and yet the American media called it a mass suicide. Jonestown became known as the place where hundreds of people drank the Kool-Aid. Jonestown seems to be a CIA beta test for the COVID vaccine agenda being rolled out today. Jim Jones applied many known mind control techniques, separating people from their families, creating a lingo to distort the truth, demonized the questioning of authority. But what really stood out was his constant warnings that the government was going to try and kill them all. He said that he would not let them. He had his followers practice suicide drills and called it revolutionary suicide.
I'm willing to die tonight for revolutionary suicide. Thank you. Yeah!
The main ideology of Jonestown was that America is a racist nation and capitalism is evil. And they sought to create a utopia of equality and fairness. We know all about this ideology in 2021. The slow destruction of the family unit can be traced back a century to Planned Parenthood, to the 1964 war on poverty, to gay marriage, all the way to our current trend of transsexual child abuse. This has created generations of lost souls, ripe to be exploited by the charlatans and sociopaths who wield the power of pop culture and mainstream media. The cult is given their own lingo to distort the truth. They are woke, and to be woke requires absolute conformity. If you question the authority, you are silenced. You are labeled a racist without any evidence, or a science denier without any scientific explanation whatsoever. And above all, you are taught that human civilization is killing the planet. You are taught that the only way to save the Earth is to depopulate. You are taught that humanity is a virus.
Human beings are a disease, a cancer of this planet. You are a plague.
And so when Bill Gates, the front man pushing this narrative for the past decade, steps out and offers the final solution.
And then the final solution, which is a year to 2 years off, is the vaccines.
It's no surprise to see the cult lining up to get their shot. The crimes against humanity we are witnessing are almost indescribable. Every institution created to support and facilitate human civilization is now being used to destroy it. And every person who put their faith in the system has now been betrayed. For InfoWars.com, this is Greg Reese.
Your voice counts. When you share information, be it over the internet or in person, it changes the world. The globalists know their agenda is unpopular. They know you're angry. And now to get around big tech, it's more important than ever that we use every tool we've got. Well, ladies and gentlemen, if you sign up for our free news and show alerts, you can then take those alerts, those articles, and those live feeds, both the regular shows and special reports, and share them with everyone you know. Take action now by texting the word NEWS, N-E-W-S, to 833-470-0438. That's 833-470-0438 for InfoWars emergency news alerts. Or text the word SHOW to 833-470-0438 and receive live show notifications. Take action now, create the chain reaction, and tell others to share those texts. Get news alerts at 833-470-0438.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
I think it's time to blow this thing. Get everybody in the stuff.
All right, folks, second hour has begun. We're going to go directly out to your phone calls. Later in the hour, I'll be talking about the collapse of safety in these United States. We'll be getting into that with another video of Jim Jordan going off on the floor of the Congress. We'll be talking a little bit about wokeness in the military as well. Also had a listener reach out and ask if I can get some information out about the ongoing genocide of Christians in Nigeria. We'll talk a little bit about that as well. In the third hour, I will be welcoming Rex Jones to the program. We'll be taking your calls throughout the next 2 hours. And with that, I want to go out to your phone calls now. Let's go to Brandon in Michigan, who wants to talk about geoengineering. We had an extensive interview about geoengineering this week. We've had a lot of good interviews, I think, this week, and the geoengineering one, certainly one of the most important. Thanks for calling in. Brandon from Michigan, you are on the air.
Harrison, thank you for taking my call, sir, and I have to say thank you to InfoWars. I've been calling Alex and harping on him to get Dan Wigington on the show, and I'm so glad he finally did. It was a great interview, so thank you for that.
Did we cover all the ground? Do you think did we do a good job?
Yes, there's one thing that I called in to share because Dane doesn't like to bring this topic up because he doesn't want to be considered fear mongering. But before I get into that, I just have to say the honeybees that you covered, when you brought that up, my jaw almost hit the floor because the geoengineering is really killing the honeybees, probably more than anything. And it's because the aluminum, the bees are developing dementia and they can't find the flowers. So
right.
That is a big contributor to the bees.
Yeah, I've certainly heard that. It's any number of things, the pesticides, the aluminum in the air, and they communicate, and they communicate to each other where plants are by dancing. And apparently, they're very delicate beings, and just a little bit of neurological damage, and they become incapable of communicating to each other or finding their hive once they, get the flowers and get the pollen. It's very delicate system, beehives and bees themselves, and it'll all collapse very rapidly if it's not kept in very good order. So, yeah, very worrying, and I didn't even think about the fact that geoengineering is certainly a contributor to the decline of insects, especially bees. Good point, man.
I will tell you, I have a unique job. Like I said, I travel all over the U.S., and I've been doing it for a long time, so I've seen firsthand what's happening to our forests and our ecosystem, and the species die-off is happening at an alarming rate. I mean, the forests are just silent now. There's no insects anymore.
Yeah. Yeah, it's worrying.
It's terrifying. So what Dane doesn't like to bring up, which I thought I would just bring up quickly, is that we have maybe 5 years left. And the reason why if people want to learn more about this, you can listen to Dane on YouTube. He gives a weekly podcast. But in short, there's methane deposits in the earth. And as the earth is heating up, which it is, the oceans are heating up right now, and every year the earth is getting warmer, these methane deposits are being released. If you look up Siberian methane craters, you'll see these giant methane deposits just exploding out of the earth in giant craters. And there's also methane being released up in Canada. You can find these releases. But the problem with these releases is the methane goes into the atmosphere and it creates a sheet of glass, and it traps the heat into the earth. So this is creating a negative feedback loop.
Sure, the greenhouse gas effect. Yeah,
you know, exactly. It really is. It really is happening. And the reason why we should be concerned about the ice caps, which, if you don't think the ice caps are melting, look up the documentary Chasing Ice. The ice caps have melted more in the past 10 years than they had in the previous 100.
Right.
So as these ice caps are melting, they're going to release the largest methane deposits on Earth. Essentially, and as they do, we're going to turn into Venus. So that's what we have to look forward to.
little bluebird of happiness, Brandon from Michigan. Yeah, there's a lot of stuff to worry about. I mean, I don't know. I'm an environmentalist at heart. I hate seeing what's being done to the ecology and the environment. And I get so it's like the same way that I'm an activist against police brutality, and it makes me so mad to see Black Lives Matter dominate the conversation with such a not just ineffective activism, but actually negative effects, right? They create a negative feedback loop that actually makes police brutality worse. I think similar thing happens with climate change, where I want to see the bees saved. I want to see animals flourish. I want to see, extinction of species eliminated. I want to see, I want to see all this stuff. And all of the environmental energy is funneled directly into carbon taxes and this global climate change scheme that they've rigged up. That doesn't do anything to address the actual problems, which are, like you point out, the fact that we're spraying aluminum in the air, the fact that pesticide use is exploding, and the fact that we have massive, unbelievably huge and, just pollution-generating ships crossing the Pacific Ocean like three times so you can, grow a chicken here, ship it across to China, have it plucked and processed, and then ship it back to here. And every one of these ships carrying these chickens releases more carbon monoxide or more pollution into the atmosphere and the ocean than like 2 or 3 billion cars. So, if you want to deal with, climate change, and if you're concerned about the amount of carbon in the atmosphere, maybe getting rid of this insanity where we're shipping these massive ships across the Pacific Ocean 2 or 3 times when it's completely unnecessary to save a few bucks. I mean, that would be something I would be concerned about. But anyway, it's a good point. I mean, it's just yet another threat to human existence as a whole that's going completely unanswered by the people that are actually in charge. Thanks so much for the call, Brandon, for, bringing our awareness to that. Let's go now to Stephen in Florida. Men that killed America. Fauci's in control. Thanks for calling in, Stephen. You're on the air.
Hey, good morning, Harrison. Okay, a lot of Trump supporters aren't going to like what I have to say, but I have to say this, and I've been an avid supporter of him, as well as Ronald Reagan. I think they're the two greatest presidents in modern history, and Trump was headed for being the greatest one, at least since Washington. But here's the thing. These men, by what they did, have inadvertently, meaning unintentionally, but have killed America. Now, what do I mean? Well, if you look back, 1986, the National Childhood Vaccine Injury Act, Reagan signed that into law, giving, as you know, the pharmaceutical industry immunity from prosecution for vaccine damage.
Yep.
Okay. Now, fast forward here to 2019 to 2020, the COVID scamdemic thing came about. Trump tried to respond to it. But here he had his COVID response team, and the last great thing he did, and I use great in quotations, before he left office was Operation Warp Speed.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, now you combine those two things, and here's the common thread with both. Anthony Fauci, he was the one instrumental in getting Reagan to sign that legislation. He's the major influencer that influenced Trump to get Operation Warp Speed going, that opened the doors of hell, so to speak, for the pharmaceutical industry to now unleash this bioweapon that is a genocidal, manipulation of our genes. And here's the thing. I just listened today, and I encourage everyone to go to this. Mike Adams, naturalnews.com, if you go to his Health Ranger reports and click on that and then go to the one from May 6th, it's two parts. In that, and here's what I'm getting at. I'm trying to get across to people I know, especially Christians, how serious this situation is, and yet they're not taking this seriously, evidenced by the fact that many of them are taking this death shot themselves. But he mentions how there's a guy named Peter Hotez, who's at Baylor College of Medicine there in Houston. I believe he's a dean. And I looked up for myself. He actually wrote an article for Nature magazine in which he called for the aggressive counteroffensive of policing and prosecution and punishment of anti-vaxxers. Now think back to Obama. Two words, predator drones, okay? And so what I'm saying is that, and especially if you're a Christian and a pastor, you need to warn your flock. You have the greatest influence, and you're going to be guilty of murder because you're not warning people. And Trump, you have done a great disservice to our nation by what you've done unleashing this monster.
I couldn't agree more, but I'd not known about that, or at least I haven't thought about the fact that Fauci was actually around in the 80s when the pharmaceutical companies first sunk their teeth into the American government.
The BioPros are the new non-GMO pollution solution, using eco-friendly products to treat everyday problems while supporting our environment. For the first time, the BioPros are bringing to the public market a suite of bioremediation products to the everyday consumer. Their first product they are launching is called BioSeptic Pro, a product specifically designed to establish a healthy septic system. BioSeptic Pro contains live microorganisms, not traditional enzymes like its competitors. This stuff lives in your septic system. It's really like probiotics for your septic tank. Say goodbye to septic problems, gas buildup, and odor guaranteed. BioSeptic Pro is light years ahead of traditional septic treatments. They have a revolutionary patented delivery system that carries live microorganisms to treat the problem at its core, making their products up to 100 times more effective than its competitors. BioSeptic Pro is safe for plumbing, human, animal, and aquatic life. Secure your BioSeptic Pro today at TheBioPros.com for anaerobic septic tanks. TheBioPros.
The ultimate fluoride-free charcoal mouthwash is now available at InfoWarsStore.com and DrJonesNaturals.com for the lowest price possible to complete your daily mouth cleaning routine. It is the perfect companion to the new activated charcoal toothpaste, all under our new line by Dr. Jones Naturals, that will naturally give your mouth and breath a deep clean. This mouthwash only uses the best natural ingredients like real peppermint oil, thyme oil, xylitol, and of course, high-quality charcoal. Not only fluoride-free, this mouthwash is completely free of other dangerous ingredients such as SLS, harsh detergents, BPA, and so much more. As soon as you use it, you can tell that this formula is the real deal. So get your bottle of the new activated charcoal mouthwash right now at InfoWarsStore.com. All of the experts agree that getting proper sleep is the cornerstone of good health. It has been proven that a poor sleep schedule is linked with numerous health problems, including weight gain, memory issues, mood changes, poor concentration, and even a weakened immune system. Introducing Rocket Rest, the new product from our Dr. Jones Naturals line at InfoWarsStore.com. The new Rocket Rest formula is loaded with the best natural ingredients to help not only improve your quality of sleep, but help you wake up feeling refreshed. Many competitors' sleep formulas focus only on getting you to sleep, but Rocket Rest was specifically formulated to help you feel rested and ready to take on the next day. It uses a unique quick-release capsule system to ensure fast delivery of deep sleep support ingredients like melatonin and magnesium. Rocket Rest helps you fall asleep fast, stay asleep, and wake up feeling rested. So get the new Rocket Rest formula from Dr. Jones Naturals right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
One of the most common questions I get on air, but also off air when I'm just out and about, is, Alex, what do I say to my family about the vaccines? How do I warn them? Well, the problem is there's so many problems with it, so many facets. The history of contaminated vaccines, the fact that they have liability protection in the U.S. and Europe, the fact that they've been caught adding sterilants and cancer viruses and other things to vaccines, and the whole history of secret experimentation on at-risk groups of poor blacks, poor whites, Native Americans. The list goes on and on. But what about the fact that Fauci testified to Congress, and so did the head of the CDC in late May of 2021, that around half of the NIH CDC staff, medical doctors, virologists, scientists, have refused to take the vaccine until they get safe. Yeah, I think when half the doctors are scared to take it, and it's the same thing in the private practices out there, similar numbers, that's not something I'm going to be taking. That's very, very simple. There's your answer.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Say what threat is the most dire at this point. Obviously, climate change, geoengineering, the destruction of the ecology, the collapse of natural systems, major existential threat worldwide, the threat of corporate control of our ability to speak, our lack of rights, our government-mandated vaccine passports tracking us every way. But, you know, all of this stuff really comes to fruition later, right? Once the tracking is in place, once the control systems are in place, control systems themselves, well, they might feel bad and they might limit you a little bit. It's really, those are really just the systems being put into place so they can be abused later. And so it's a little bit esoteric. It's a little bit less than temporal. Can't grasp it. You can't put your hands around it. It's just, well, what's so bad about having to scan your vaccine passport? It doesn't seem like that bad of a thing to the people that aren't aware that this is part of a larger strategy to bring about total control of the global population in order to fold it into a satanic global combine of complete control. If you don't understand that, then what's the problem? Scan your vaccine passport, get your shot. Feel bad, get shingles, skin falls off, everything's fine after that. But there are also things going on that have a very real and visceral impact on Americans' lives. And that is, of course, the ongoing crime wave going throughout the entire country, especially hitting the big cities. Here's a clip of Jim Jordan talking about how, again, this is not an accident. It's not people doing their best with well-meaning intentions, just not quite getting it right. It's all part of a plan. Every aspect of this benefits the other to create a world of total chaos and crime. So here's Jim Jordan laying that out, and I've got the facts to back him up on the other side. Here's Jim Jordan.
Think about what the Democrats want to do. Step one, defund the police. Democrats here in Congress and Democrat mayors around the country demonizing, demoralizing our law enforcement officers, and actually defunding police to the tune of over $1 billion last year in all our major cities. And what's the result of that? Crime is up in every major city. Step two, release violent offenders from our prisons. Last year, Chairman Nadler introduced a bill to pay states and localities to empty their prisons and jails. The bill called for the release of violent offenders from state prisons and local jails. Inmates were only deemed ineligible for release if they did, quote, not pose a risk of serious imminent injury to a reasonably identified person. In other words, it was okay to release inmates as long as they didn't pose an immediate risk to a specific individual. And now step three. Now the third part. Take away guns from law-abiding Americans so they can't defend themselves. This hearing today is, and the numerous bills introduced on by our Democrat colleagues make clear that they want to disarm law-abiding American citizens by depriving them of their constitutional rights. And none of these bills would have actually prevented any recent mass shooting. The chairman of the full committee just said in California, what I think he said, 21 cases where they had extreme protection orders where they took someone's firearms from them. And he said that may have prevented crime. May have. We don't know. But what we do know is 21 citizens were denied their Second Amendment liberties by a proceeding where they couldn't even attend. Because that's what these red flag laws, these extreme protection orders do. The model legislation that the chairman's talking about pays states to set up a system where anyone can go to a court and say, I don't think so-and-so should have a firearm. There's a hearing where so-and-so, the one accused, the one who's going to lose their firearm, they don't even get to show up. It's ex parte hearing. They don't even get to show up. Then they take their firearm, and then they have to, go to court to get their right back, even though there was no proceeding where they could attend in the first place. And the standard for all this is lower, a lower standard, reasonable standard. This is a dangerous path they want to go down. So I look forward to hearing from our witnesses, particularly the Republican witness. I am nervous about all the legislation being talked about on the other side. I hope we understand that the Second Amendment is right next to the First because it's pretty darn important.
Yeah, the Second Amendment in this case, the first one doesn't work out. So Jim Jordan, making very good points there, laying out the three-step program that Democrats are now engaged in. One is defunding the police. Two is releasing inmates from jail. And three is taking away the guns of law-abiding citizens. But let's expand on this a little bit because Jim Jordan kind of brushes over some things. He says, you know, they've defunded the police and crime is up in major cities. If I say crime is up in major cities, you don't get the visceral impact of what that actually means. You don't get the reality on the ground. Crime is up. What's that mean? A statistic is higher than it was before. No, it means people are being injured. Their lives are being destroyed. People are being murdered. Families are being shattered. Lifelong depression ensues for the people that loved the people that were murdered. I mean, this is not just a statistic going up. These are lives being ruined. These are Americans being thrown into chaos when they're completely innocent, of no fault of their own, because of this criminal activity. And it is to a shocking degree already, even though this defund the police movement, unheard of a year and a half ago, unimaginable a year and 3 months ago, but necessary and unquestionable as of about a year ago. And it's had effects. They've studied it. Left-wingers have studied it. Left-winger explainer site Vox has repeatedly tweeted out a study finding that Black Lives Matter protests led to approximately 300 fewer homicides by police in areas where they took place between 2014 and 2019. But the outlet buried the data, showing as many as 6,000 more murders in those same areas. 6,000 murders in a single year. That is shocking. That's incredible. That's 6,000. Can't repeat enough. Families shattered. Lives destroyed. Children without parents, parents without children, brothers without sisters. Huge gaping holes in the lives of the people affected by this, not to mention the people that themselves have had their lives cut short, irreversibly destroyed. No fault of their own. Yes, the fault of the Democrats pursuing these destructive policies. You really have to put into human terms just how destructive this stuff is. And again, we know the numbers. It's not just Jim Jordan getting up there and saying, hey, the crime is up. And it's like, well, but who knows? What is that? No, they've done the studies. It's a direct result of the defund the police movement. Murder rates rose sharply in U.S. cities in 2020. In a sample of 34 cities in America, homicide rates were almost 30% higher in 2020 than in 2019, a jump that claimed an additional 1,268 lives. Massive rise in murders at a time where the vast majority of Americans were confined to their homes. You can only imagine how much higher that number is going to be in 2021 as the defund the police movement continues. But he moves on to his second point, where he says they're releasing inmates from prison. Yet again, not a talking point, not a fear-mongering tactic. The Democrats are releasing prisoners. No, no. They are literally releasing violent criminals onto the street to, quote, make the prisons safer. We've covered this extensively, but Jim Jordan brings it up, and it's exactly right. You're defunding the police. At the same time, California is releasing 63,000 violent felons into the street in an effort to create, quote, safer prisons. 20,000 of them are serving life sentences. Do you know what you have to do to get a life sentence? And now they're releasing them, 20,000 of them.
Listen up, Patriots. I'm running a sale that's the biggest I've ever run on three products that are already selling out. Well, then why am I selling it then at 50% off or 60% off, depending on which sale you go with? Because I know a lot of you are on the fence, you haven't tried it, and I know you're going to get hooked once you do. So for 1 week only, we're running 50% off on Ultimate Fish Oil, 50% off on Winter Sun with D3 and K4 Immune System, and, oh my gosh, people love this so much, but sold out for months back in limited supply. Turbo Force 10-Hour Clean Energy is 40% off. But you can get them all three together in the Optimum Trifecta Pack for 60% off. We've never offered that on these products. It's basically a loss leader. I want you to get them. I want you to try them. I want you to love them. So believe me, you're going to be blown away. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. We're running this Monday through Sunday, and the deal is over. Best deal ever. Take advantage of it at InfoWarsStore.com and fund the InfoWar. When listeners call into the show and thank me for all I've done, I always stop them and I say, thank you for what you've done. Thank you for keeping InfoWars on the air. Thank you for praying for us, and thank you for spreading the word. If all of you will simply go to InfoWarsStore.com and get a privacy pocket for your iPhone or Droid, it will teach you and others that these things are surveilling you. It will remind you every day, like it does me and my family, and it will protect where you go and what you do. Not because you've done something wrong, but because the big telecoms, big tech, and the globalists are predatory and are evil. And in this surveillance state, we need to more and more start doing everything we can to mitigate the criminal activity they're involved in. These are the highest quality, highest ratings. They're available at InfoWarsStore.com in four different colors, and they are only $19.95. The exact same pocket is sold for $24.95 or even $29.95 everywhere. They're available right now for $19.95, and they fund the InfoWar. Please take action today. Protect your privacy and fund the InfoWar. I'm not going to say this five times in a row to be obnoxious. I'm saying it because it's the key to victory over these criminals. Last week, the arch globalist Fauci admitted that roughly half of the CDC's top brass and workers, medical doctors, scientists, nurses, you name it, have taken the so-called COVID-19 Frankenshot. I'm going to say it the second time. Around half of the doctors at the CDC and NIH refused to take the Frankenshots. They don't trust it. You shouldn't trust it. The vaccines have been banned in most countries around the world. This is an attack on the American people and the people of the world. This is an absolute red flag smoking gun. Again, let me say it two more times. Around half the individuals that work at the NIH and CDC, the medical staff, refuse to take the vaccines. That's right. The doctors, nurses, and scientists do not trust the so-called vaccines, and you shouldn't either. You should warn everyone you know about the truth. 14 months ago, I began to say on the broadcast every day, when the first world collapses, the third world dies. We have such a complex civilization with so many billions of moving parts that when you shut down the first world, it causes a chain reaction that will devastate the third world and really hurt the first world. Well, now you're hearing about gas shortages all over the United States. And that's because the companies and the systems and the drivers that could barely get the job done before delivering gas have been shut down. Plus, the Keystone Pipeline has been shut down, along with other pipelines. The left is now blowing up dams across the U.S. We're being shut down. Our coal power plants are off as well. Ladies and gentlemen, prepare to be a total slave. The third world is imploding as well. The borders have been removed. Until you wake up, and this is a globalist Chi-Com takeover, Greg Reese said, you have no hope. They're announcing that there will be less than two-thirds of the gas needed this summer. So they told you that you're under lockdown one way or another, and CNN laughed at you and your family.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching The American Journal. Watch live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, folks. We'll get to your phone calls momentarily, but I want to finish talking about Jim Jordan laying out the Democratic plan to make your cities and your country less safe. Truly incredible. That's the second point. The first point, of course, was defund the police, but let's revisit defund the police for a moment and see some of the effects that it's had beyond the 6,000 plus murders and the violent crime rates skyrocketing by over a quarter in every major United States city. More than 200 Seattle police officers have left the job over supposed anti-police climate. More than 200 Seattle police officers have left their jobs over what they claim is an anti-law enforcement climate, racial injustice protests, and riots currently taking place in the city. Seattle Police Department Chief Adrian Diaz acknowledged the problem on Tuesday after more than 66 officers left their jobs in just the first 4 months of 2021, calling it a staffing crisis. He says, we're at record lows in the city right now. I have about 1,080 deployable officers. This is the lowest I've seen in our department. This is 66 leaving this year on top of more than 180 police officers who quit in 2020. Mr. Diaz says that his department is hiring more community service and crime prevention officers to handle non-criminal calls amid the current police shortage, but he added that it wouldn't be enough for what the city required. What do you think they'll have to do in order to get the correct number of police on the streets? I'll tell you what they'll do. They'll lower standards. They'll start hiring people that wouldn't have been hired before. They'll start perhaps paying more. Perhaps they'll pay less and get even less qualified people. You'll have people who are less qualified, less intelligent, less able to keep their head about them when in life or death situations. This will lead almost inevitably to more violence by the police, more conflict, more chaos, more money being spent. So this is just yet another consequence of defund the police that will have a negative feedback loop domino effect where your cities will become significantly less safe and your police departments will become significantly less able to handle it. And as the violent crime increases, no doubt the violence from the police will increase. It's a negative feedback loop. Here's what's not being defunded. The federal police, the FBI, the National Guard, people that aren't in control of your local municipalities but are under control of the federal government, they aren't getting their budgets cut. In fact, that is the police force that will supplement and reinforce the local community when the local community is incapable of dealing with its massive crime rate. But again, that's not where it ends either, is it? We have a story from the Daily Mail in December 2020. Atlanta proposes to spend $1.6 million on a private police force for a wealthy suburb known as the Beverly Hills of the East. So this is the reality of where this goes from here. I've said it once. I've said it a million times. Defund the police means privatize the police. It means that safety in your neighborhood will now be a premium for which you can pay. Can't afford it? Well, have fun not having the police protect you anymore. Police right now, generally, well, it's not exactly the same everywhere, right? You go to one neighborhood, the police department is a little bit bigger, a little bit more robust, a little bit more apparent and present. In other places, not quite so much. But that difference is only going to be expanded. The rich will be able to pay for private protection, and it's basically just an optional tax they get to pay. You, meanwhile, will still be paying the taxes that you're paying now. You just won't be getting the protection of the police anymore. Defunding the police is privatizing the police, and those that can afford it will still be protected, while regular Americans will miss out on the protection of police forces. They'll have to protect themselves. Oh, wait, they can't. We get to the third point of Jim Jordan's agenda here, the agenda he's exposing of the Democrats, which is get guns out of your hands. You won't be able to protect yourself at all. Police won't be there. They'll be pulled out of your city. The ones that are left will be the ones that have to have, you know, have to have a job. They aren't good enough to go join a private police force. They aren't good enough to go to a city that actually values its police officers. So you'll be left with the bottom of the barrel, thug-like police officers, not enough of them, trying to contend with violent crime, and you yourself will not be able to defend yourself against it. But it doesn't stop there, does it? Oh, they're defunding the police. The Democrats are very, very happy to defund your police. Meanwhile, at the very same time, on exactly the same day, House narrowly approves $1.9 billion to fortify the Capitol after the riot. The rich, they'll be able to pay for bodyguards. They'll be able to pay for people wielding guns near them. They'll be able to pay for private police forces. They're not going to suffer from this, except for the extra money that it's going to cost them to defend themselves. The people in charge, the people defunding your police, they're not going to suffer either. They're getting $1.9 billion more in police protection while depriving you of the basic police protection that you require. And again, this surge of violent crime is actually massive, and they are literally releasing tens of thousands of violent felons, some with life sentences, onto the streets to make the jails safer. This is a recipe for complete disaster and a total breakdown of law and order across the country. But it doesn't end there, folks. Because what did Jim Jordan bring up as his third point? Taking away the guns, not just gun control as a blanket violation of the Second Amendment, but in particular the red flag laws. And he, again, sort of, he just mentioned, and none of these laws would prevent mass shootings. He just sort of throws that in there. That's something that you should focus on. That's something that's worth dwelling on. That they're using mass shootings as the justification for passing laws. That's the fear porn that they require to get the American people in a mindset of fear and dependency so they can come in as the heroes and ban the guns, the big bad guns that caused these shootings. But in reality, not a single mass shooting in recent history or even in farther back history would have been stopped by the laws that they're proposing. It's the same way that they use gun crime statistics that include handguns to try to outlaw assault rifles, which is like 0.2% of the overall crime. They scare you with the statistics and then pass laws that do nothing to address the statistics that they've used to scare you. It makes no sense. But what did Jim Jordan say? He said, you'll be able to say, quote, I don't think so-and-so should have access to a firearm, and that's enough. The firearms will be taken from them. That's how it is now. But it's expanding, and it's getting worse. I want to go now to a clip of David Hogg, who's just right on the cusp of going full trans, talking to, I think, Cenk Uygur of the Young Turks. But here's what he has to say about Marjorie Taylor Greene. You'll see how this ties in. Let's roll it.
Speaking of shameful people in Congress, you had a suggestion for Marjorie Taylor Greene recently. Limit her access to guns? Tell me more about that. Why and what do you mean?
I mean, I think it's pretty obvious. Somebody that's chasing Congress, members, and even, I was just 18 years old at the time, like that, saying I have, basically implying that they were ready to shoot me or shoot other people when they were talking about how they have a concealed weapon and things like that. I don't think anybody like that should necessarily have a gun. Now, realistically, do I think anything's going to happen? No, because unfortunately, I think we wait for really bad stuff to happen until legislators get the courage to act, unfortunately, a lot of the time. But I don't think somebody like Marjorie Taylor Greene, who is clearly unstable, should have access to a weapon like an AR-15 or any weapon, period, in my opinion. They are dangerous.
Go ahead and pull this down. See how that works? See how that works, folks? Well, we have to have red flag laws to prevent dangerous people from using their guns as weapons to hurt innocent people. Oh, and while we're at it, let's go ahead and throw our political enemies on that list. Marjorie Taylor Greene, not a violent person. Nothing she's done or said has shown that she would do something as heinous as shoot another person with a gun in cold blood. Nothing even remotely hinting at that. But that's not what it's about, is it? It's because Marjorie Taylor Greene is their political enemy. It's because she's standing up for the rights of Americans that they don't want to be stood up for. So this is where it goes. This is the real cherry on top of the tyranny sundae that we're being served by the Democrats. First, they'll defund the police. Then they'll release the criminals. Then they'll vote for themselves an extra $1 billion in police. And then they'll use the red flag laws to take your guns, even if you're not violent, only because you believe things that they don't want you to believe. After all, they've come out and said that questioning the election of 2020 is tantamount to violence. They say that questioning transgender surgeries on four-year-olds, questioning it, is violence. They say words are violence. Conservatism to them is violence and is justification for taking your guns. So now it comes full circle. That's who they want to eliminate, you.
Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement, made 14 years ago, accurately predicted the globalist takeover using the Great Reset and the threat of a virus. This film is now more important than ever. I noticed just a few months ago that suddenly the limited supply we had at InfoWarsStore.com had sold out, that people were really talking about the documentary because major platforms like Amazon had banned it because the globalists had openly criticized the film, like the New York Times. And so we printed 20,000 copies, now back in print, and in less than 2 weeks, we've already sold half of them. This is very, very exciting. We're selling them close to cost at $3.95 a piece when you buy them in bulk, or $14.95 when you buy them individually. There is a zero country code on it, meaning you can copy this anywhere in the world. Get it. Burn copies. Share it with everyone. It's blowing people away. It's evergreen. It predicted it all. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, available now in DVD and InfoWarsStore.com. Your voice counts. When you share information, be it over the internet or in person, it changes the world. The globalists know their agenda is unpopular. They know you're angry. And now to get around big tech, it's more important than ever that we use every tool we've got. Well, ladies and gentlemen, if you sign up for our free news and show alerts, you can then take those alerts, those articles, and those live feeds, both the regular shows and the special reports, and share them with everyone you know. Take action now by texting the word NEWS, N-E-W-S, to 833-470-0438. That's 833-470-0438 for InfoWars emergency news alerts. Or text the word SHOW to 833-470-0438 and receive live show notifications. Take action now, create the chain reaction, and tell others to share those texts. Get news alerts at 833-470-0438. You know, it's crazy to get to this point. It's very bittersweet. Everything we've talked about has happened just like we said it would. And now we have a lot of credibility. But I don't care about that. I care about beating the New World Order. And it's because we have so much credibility, they can't allow us to stay on air much longer. And I don't have time to tell you all the stuff they're doing to us for a lot of reasons. I can't tell you what's going on. But let's just say this. We're going to see this through to the end. We're going to stay on air as long as we can. So please pray for us and please buy the products at InfoWarsStore.com. They're great products. Plus, they fund the operation. So you know, unlike other products you can buy, they're still great. Do they fund freedom? No, a lot of them don't. These are great products that fund freedom and fund justice when the whole world's waking up and looking for truth. That's why the globalists are censoring. They can't bring in all this tyranny and leave people like us on the air. So while you're at it, don't just financially support us and spread the word. Download everything we've done you can find and save it, because who knows how long we're going to be on the air, and the enemy is trying to destroy everything we ever said.
I'm up here working on a Thursday night in mid-April 2021. And I just want to say something. I am so blessed and honored to work with this incredible crew that has come together over the years and is truly an answer to prayer. And I am so blessed and thankful for all of you, the listeners of this show. I want you to know that I love you and I appreciate you. Whether you are old, whether you are Hispanic, white, black, it doesn't matter. You got red blood. And if you love freedom and justice, and if you love our innocent children, we are brothers and sisters together. And it has just been an incredible experience to work with you over the years. And as crazier things are, I want to keep working into the future. But again, that's really up to you and up to God. So please, I hope God works through you and puts a message in your heart to support us. But again, that's up to you and your relationship with God. I just want to thank you all for the years of support you've given us and what you've done. And just ask you again to pray to God and ask what God's vision is for you. And hopefully God will touch your heart to continue to support InfoWars. God bless.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Great debate, folks, will be happening on Tuesday, May 25th at 6 p.m. only, available at greatdebate.news. It'll be between Robert Barnes and Nicholas J. Fuentes about the Middle East in crisis, centering around, of course, the conflict between Israel and Gaza, but no doubt spiraling out into the other conflicts going on there, as it inevitably does. Very exciting event coming up this Tuesday, 6 p.m. Central Standard Time, greatdebate.news. Now, let me just put a little bow on this Jim Jordan crime rate thing, and just let me just pop any little balloon of hope that you had there, because we know that they're defunding the police. We know that that's causing crime to absolutely skyrocket. We know they're punishing people who are actually standing up for themselves while simultaneously voting for themselves massive new legions of troops to support them. And we know they're trying to take away your guns. And they're releasing tens of thousands of inmates from jails. All of this a part of the progressive agenda. So why is it, ladies and gentlemen, that as of yesterday, May 20th, 2021, progressives win big in Pennsylvania's largest city? Cities, that is. Exactly. In Philadelphia, progressive district attorney Larry Krasner cruised to a second term, beating a moderate police-backed primary challenger, Carlos Vega, by 30 points. Even as multiple reports pointed to a potentially close race. Krasner, who was first elected in 2017 on a platform of criminal justice reform, so that was his platform, folks, criminal justice reform. He told supporters Tuesday he'd kept his promises to focus on crime within the city. His reelection, however, was tested by Philadelphia's spike in shootings throughout 2020. The city suffered 2,200 shootings last year, nearly 500 of which were fatal. So this is the constant thing with these people. It's just like here in Austin with the homeless. They come out and they're like, we're going to do something about the homeless crisis. 2 years later, there actually is a homeless crisis. There actually is tens of thousands of more homeless people. And it's like, dang, things were a whole lot better before you showed up to fix everything. It's just like in Philadelphia. He's like, I got hired, I got elected on a platform of criminal justice reform. Crime in the city of Philadelphia is my number one concern. 2 years later, crime is up like 50%. Thousands of more shootings, hundreds of more deaths, directly attributable to his administration, to his policies. And what happens? they reelect him by a 30-point margin. I guess you get what you deserve. In his victory speech, Krasner rejected the notion that his policies had led to the crime increases. Yeah, I mean, they certainly lined up with him, didn't they? You got elected in 2017, shortly after we saw a massive spike in violent crime, murders, shootings, robberies, and everything in between. Oh, but it's not your fault. No, no, of course, we need to do more of what you brought to the table. He instead called for additional funding for crime prevention measures. That mandate has rejected definitively a politics of fear that is built on falsehoods. Now they talk big. We will overcome the fear. We will not be brought down by these falsehoods that are being served. And then it's just like 2 years later, just everyone's dead. And they're just like, but it's not our fault. No, no, it is a direct consequence of our policies, but we're going to keep doing them and maybe things will turn around. It's ridiculous. So there's a little bow on top is all of this violence exploding, all of this crime accelerating, all of these destructive, horrific progressive agenda points bringing about greater chaos, destruction, death, and misery, and then they get voted back into office. So that's what you get, I guess, exactly what you deserve. Have fun with the ongoing crime spike, you morons in Philadelphia. Incredible stuff. Rex Jones is in studio. I spy him through the glass here. He'll be joining me in the next hour. In the meantime, let's go to your – and we'll be taking your phone calls throughout the third hour as well. Let's go now to the phone calls. We have Rennell in upstate New York. Thanks for calling in, Rennell. You want to talk about this vaccine bribery taking place of millions of dollars of COVID relief money being used to try to bribe the destitute into taking experimental gene inoculations. What could go wrong, Rennell? You're on the air.
Hey. Hi, Harrison. Hello. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
So if these vaccines are so safe, why do we have to bribe people with ice cream,
donuts,
money, donuts,
hamburgers,
meals at McDonald's, you name it. Harrison, personally, I would question that. Just like where Bill Gates was on with the interviewed by an anchor, and she's asking him, she's reading off all the side effects of the vaccine.
And he's laughing, yeah, and he's like, yeah. Well, just, that's what's going to happen.
And she's asking him, are they safe? But if it was me, Harrison, it's not a question of are they safe. That I would say it on live TV. No, they're not safe. They probably would ridicule me or fire me or whatever. But I would tell the truth.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, but you bring up a good point. It's it's one of these things. It's like, yeah, the vaccines are so good and so self-evidently beneficial that we will punish you for not taking them. They're so good and they're so wonderful and they're so helpful that we're going to pay you $1 million to get them.
And Harrison, I'm not done. Second piece of information I have is related to March of 2020. As you know, Trump declared the national emergency related to COVID-19. Which allowed mask mandates and social distancing and limiting the number of people in establishments.
Yeah, justified everything.
And all of that to start to take place. Now, when Trump left office and Joe Biden took the helm, Trump did not rescind. At least I don't believe that Trump rescinded the national emergency related to COVID, which allowed all this bull crap to go on.
Yeah.
Now, had Trump rescinded the national emergency, all of this crap would have been over.
Yeah, well, he never should have implemented the national emergency, but even if he'd rescinded it, as soon as Joe Biden got in, he would have reignited it. So, you know, that may have been a brief respite, but yeah, all of this is justified by their so-called emergency orders. And again, you have to ask the question, why was it ever allowed to get this far? Why for 2 months were we at InfoWars screaming our heads off about this mysterious disease in China and how we needed to take mitigation efforts to assured that it never came to America. And that whole time, Nancy Pelosi and others are like, go hug a Chinese person. Don't be a bigot. Go make out with someone from Vietnam. And it's just like, no, this is a disease, you weirdos. Stop trying to bring it into America. They did nothing to stop it. They called it racist and xenophobic to try to prevent this disease from coming to our shores. And those of us who were warning about it the entire time were dismissed as crazy until everybody else flipped the switch and suddenly we had to lock down everything, shut down everything, destroy the economy. It's all a plan. It was all on purpose. Look, they're literally walking around, easing outbreak fears. Pelosi, easing outbreak fears. Insane. They go on to blame Donald Trump for allowing it to get in when he was the one actually trying to do stuff, even though what he was trying to do was too late and a dollar short anyway. They should have been listening to InfoWars from the beginning. Should have had a total moratorium on any entrances to the country. And again, look at Event 201. Look at the Carnegie Foundation. Look at the Rockefeller Foundation. Look at how they've spent years and years and years and millions of dollars and summit after summit determining how to deal with an outbreak, and they can't figure out how to isolate a new disease. They learn there's a new disease spreading, and they don't take mitigation efforts for like 6 months until it's spread across the world. The only thing they were concerned about was how to use the disease to bring about what they already wanted. Total control, censorship of the media, control of the internet. That was all they talked about in Event 201. That was their concern. If you put me in charge, it's not that difficult. You're worried about an outbreak. You're bringing together a cabal of the industry and medical leaders from around the world, and you're trying to set forth a just-in-case policy of what happens when a respiratory illness breaks out of Wuhan, China. Interesting how you identified exact location. Wouldn't your first thing be isolation? Isn't that the number one response? Quarantine. You quarantine an entire area. You isolate it. You take very seriously any travel to and from that area, and you track the people, you know, coming out and going in and measure them for infection and get a handle on it. That's not what they did. No, they were lax. They said, go hug a Chinese person. Go eat Chinese food. Go hang out in Chinatown. Go sleep on the gutter. Why not, right? Or else you're a bigot if you don't. They have no interest in mitigating or preventing the spread of this disease. Their only concern was capitalizing on this disease, using this disease, and maximizing the effects of this disease. It's all on purpose, folks. They got together. They planned this out. They could have put in processes to actually stop it from getting here, and once it got here, actually stop it from spreading. They didn't do a damn thing until it was already here, already throughout the whole population. Then suddenly it was time to lock down, put your mask on, go inside, lose your job, go on welfare. We're here to save you. It's outrageous. It was a plan. It must be fought back against to this day and more thoroughly than ever.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their Dark Order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand.
The Globalist Fear, this film made 14 years ago. It is the blueprint for their plan to take over the world. It is the blueprint for the Great Reset. It is Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement, available right now at InfoWarsStore.com with a zero country code, meaning you can make copies of it anywhere in the world. I strongly suggest you get the film Endgame at InfoWarsStore.com. I strongly suggest you make copies and share it. And if you take that action, I demand you tell others you've given a copy to that they make copies and share it as well. That will trigger distribution by proxy, meaning we the people cannot be stopped.
Your brain, your heart, your bones, your liver, your eyes, everything has a better shot at surviving in this crazy environment when you have high quality fish oil. We've got the best out there. We have the highest grade of fish oil available, and what it does for your body is simply amazing. Everybody already knows what high-quality fish oil does, and it costs us even more to put it through a process to remove any trace mercury that's in it. So this is also clean fish oil. It's been sold out for months, but it's back in stock, 50% off. Krill oil is set to sell out. It's amazing as well. It's at 25% off, but when you get them both together in a combo, it's 50% off as well. Ultimate Fish Oil, now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And when I forget to take it, I really feel it. When I take a couple of them before I go to sleep at night, it makes my dreams even more amazing. Listeners thought I was joking. You've tried it out, and most of you have been blown away. Get your fish oil today at InfoWarsStore.com. Ultimate Fish Oil, InfoWarsStore.com.
Ultimate Fish Oil, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsStore.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
Anytime you throw your weight behind a political party that controls two-thirds of the government and that party can't keep the promise that it made to you during election time and you are dumb enough to walk around continuing to identify yourself with that party, you are not only a chump, but you're a traitor to your race. A Dixocrat is nothing but a Democrat. Whoever runs the Democrats is also the father of the Dixocrats. And the father of all of them is sitting in the White House.
And those were powerful words of wisdom from Malcolm X. He called the Democrats Dixiecrats. Larry Pinkney joins us now. And Larry, I wanted to get your take on that. What do you suppose Malcolm meant by Dixiecrats?
Well, Malcolm was referring specifically to the fact that the Democrat Party is not only hypocritical, but was the, and still is, but the most fundamentally racist party. People don't realize that. The Democrats built their party on racism, yeah. Okay? And people think that, oh, my, the Democrats have, oh, they're so wonderful. The reality is that the Democrats are probably the biggest devils of the two parties. It's no doubt that the Democrats have shown repeatedly that they cannot be trusted, okay? And I'm talking about primarily their leadership. So when Malcolm, Brother Malcolm, referred to them as Dixiecrats, he was talking about their fundamental racism. And they are still, no matter what their symbolism is, they are still fundamentally racist.
I think my favorite quote from Malcolm X was something he said about the mainstream news media, and I mean he nailed it, when he said that the media is the most powerful entity on earth. They have the power to make the innocent guilty and the guilty innocent. And he also said if you are not careful, the newspapers will have you hating the people who are being oppressed and loving the people who are doing the oppressing. And that brings me to today's progressive liberal Democrats. What do you think Malcolm X would say about Black Lives Matter?
Well, oh, my God. Malcolm, and when I met Malcolm and spoke with him, one thing that was crystal clear to me was that Brother Malcolm was a strong believer in family values, traditional family, okay, what we call the nuclear family. Mm. Black Lives Matter is, I'm sure Malcolm would see the hypocrisy of Black Lives Matter. I'm sure that Malcolm would know that Black Lives Matter, their so-called leadership, okay, opposes the traditional family values. They oppose, okay, the nuclear family. And by the way, you know, that, they made it clear themselves in their original manifesto.
It says it in their mission statement. Their right. mission statement on their website, it's still up there. They want to break up the nuclear family.
Exactly. So when you break up the nuclear family, in essence, what you're doing is you are destroying, first of all, the family. But you destroy the family, you destroy the nation.
Yep.
Let's be clear about that. And they know that. They're not stupid. They know what they're doing. So, you know, this is, I wish people, so many people, I think they have good, when I say they, I'm not talking about the leadership. There are people who caught up with Black Lives Matter who have no clue as to who and what they really are. They're treacherous. They're treacherous. And I'm sure Brother Malcolm would have seen that. I have no doubt about that.
All right, folks, this video, that's just the first part of a longer video called What Would Malcolm X Say About Black Lives Matter? That can be found on band.video, Infowars.com, and, of course, freeworldnews.tv. Go share that link. It's very important. And the interesting thing is, they say Western-style families as if the family was a creation of some sort of Western patriarchy. It's natural. They're trying to destroy the natural order in the natural world, folks, and they won't stop until they've destroyed every semblance of God's creation. Stay with us.
Warning! 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 The globalists have launched a massive counteroffensive against populist forces worldwide. They are censoring, they are attacking, they are arresting patriots all over the world. Churches in Europe, Australia, the UK and Canada, and even California, New York, are being SWAT teamed and closed because they're non-essential. The tyranny is incredible. But in areas like Texas and South Dakota and Florida, where we have a history of more liberty, all the lockdowns are over, ladies and gentlemen. This is martial law. This has all been a massive martial law drill. And now it's more important than ever to spread the word about InfoWars and to support InfoWars. We have three of our best-selling products selling out, but despite that, they're all massively discounted. Turbo Force, it's 40% off. We've got Ultimate Fish Oil, 50% off, and Winter Sun for your immune system. It's 50% off as well. Best deal ever. Take advantage of it at InfoWarsStore.com and fund the InfoWar.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Oh, is it the third hour? Is it the final hour of this week of American Journal? I think it is. You know what that means. Rex Jones is at my side, the
scion
of the Jones family.
I join you yet again, Harrison. You cannot escape. I will find my way to sneak into the studio every single time. You can't run, you can't hide.
He installed a trap door and just popped up during the break, and here he is, Rex Jones.
Well, actually, I just teleport like Joe Biden does, like he's low rendering.
He's glitching through walls.
That's right.
He's a hologram.
Joe Biden, I mean, if you look at him, he is a video game character. If you look at these like gaffes and blooper reels of him just doing normal things.
He's got a high ping. He doesn't have a solid connection.
He can't control his body.
Yeah.
Yes. We were just talking about this. Joe Biden, this video came out. I'm not sure when it did. But
like 2 days ago or so,
it's him test driving this electric car, right?
Yeah, the truck.
It has two steering wheels.
Yeah.
This car has two steering wheels, and see if we can find the video. If we can't, it's not that big of a deal, but if we can, it'd be awesome.
Yeah, we had it in there when it came out, I think either Wednesday or maybe Tuesday. But, this was a big video. And the focus, a lot of people were sharing this video because of how sycophantic the press corps was, mm-hmm. right? They're all just like, oh, Joe, did you drive fast, Joe? Is it fun? And it's like, meanwhile, at this point in President Trump's administration, they were like, how much did Putin pay you? How does Putin control you? How did you cheat to win this election? Just like visceral hatred.
If Trump took the same video that Joe Biden did, if Trump was in Biden's place, they would be calling for him to be 25th Amendment.
Right, right.
Because the car, interestingly enough, the car, the angle at which it's shot, you can't really see it. That in itself is interesting. But it has two steering wheels. And yep. Joe Biden is seen turning the steering wheel all the way to the right. And then the car goes straight forward.
Oh, so you don't even think his wheel is connected at all?
No, absolutely not. I don't believe it for a second.
And we could see it in that video. If we back up just a little bit.
It's also interesting how they shot the video. The media shot the video purposely to not show the other steering wheel.
Right. This is the only angle that we have, even though there was a bunch of reporters there. If you back up just a little bit, because I just saw it sort of over Rex's shoulder as it played, but you can actually see the second steering wheel in there. Newsweek has the fact check. Was Joe Biden fake driving a car with two steering wheels? President Joe Biden had an opportunity to test drive the new electric Ford F-150 Lightning during a visit to a manufacturing plant in Dearborn, Michigan on Wednesday. The president got behind the wheel of the truck alongside a Secret Service member to take a short drive. This sucker is quick, Biden said after pulling up beside reporters on the test track.
Look at that. Look at that right there.
Yeah, you can
see. Go back really quick and pause. Go back. All right. Pause. All right, you see that other hand on the other steering wheel in the car?
Yeah.
The emperor has no clothes. Like, you can't make this up.
Yeah, Biden has no clothes.
You can't make this up. He can't drive. He can't drive a car. It's a driver's ed car.
It is a, yeah, exactly.
I saw
Revenge
of the Sith talking about this. It's a driver's ed car.
Yeah, it absolutely is. Yeah, I remember these. Taking driver's ed, they have another brake pedal, another accelerator pedal, and a wheel on the side in case they need to take over, in case, you know, you're, as a child, as a 15-year-old, maybe you panic on the freeway and they need to take control. Or maybe you're a demented old coot that thinks he's running the country, and everything you do is highly choreographed, and you have to have emergency measures for.
This whole incident is highly symbolic of where we are as a country.
It is, isn't it?
Because Joe Biden is fake at the wheel.
It really is. It is.
Someone else is driving. It's very symbolic, and that's why I liked it so much or hated it so much. It's very symbolic of where we're at now.
Well, hold on now. Hold on. We have a fact check here. Despite the Gateway Pundit claims, further video and photos from the scene show there is no second steering wheel on the dash, even though you can see it in the video.
Interesting. There's no second steering wheel. I guess it's not. I guess that picture's
We're big. Just seeing things, Rex. You and me, we're just imagining what we're seeing with our eyes.
Ignorance is strength. Blah, blah, lies are truth.
Incredible. They literally are fact-checking this at Newsweek, saying it's false, even though the photos and videos show that there is a second steering wheel. Why? What? This just became even more symbolic, right? Like, we know that Biden is not the one controlling it.
This is a microcosm of where we are at.
It really is.
Okay. Joe Biden is totally driving this car. It's totally fine. He's going fast. He's turning in the right direction. And he knows what he's doing. Meanwhile, the media is covering for him. They're, like, holding the camera like this to try and make it so that you don't see what's really going on. And there's another guy in the car that's really driving. This is where we're at as a country.
Right. The car is actually being driven by some shadowy deep state agent sitting in there that is unidentified, unknown. And then the media comes along and tell you he doesn't exist.
And the whole thing is like, oh, he's really cool. Look at him in his aviator glasses. Like, again, I watched the Revenge of the Sith live stream while they were talking about this, and it blew my mind. Like, how this is okay? It boggles me. Like, we as Americans are putting up with this?
That is just incredible.
Just bold-faced lies. But the thing that gives me hope is that whenever I go on YouTube to watch, like, news, you know how there's that news section that we recommend
you? Yeah.
All of the videos are insanely ratioed. All the videos just ratioed into the ground.
Like, meaning they have more downvotes than upvotes.
Like 300 likes and then 2,000 dislikes on everything.
Yep.
Everything.
Yeah. That's YouTube has changed its policy to eliminate negative reviews of videos because Joe Biden was getting so many negative views. When he gets any views at all, I mean, the man gives announcements and gets, like, less viewers than we have right now tuning into us on band.video. It's really, really incredible stuff, and you're right. That is highly symbolic of where we are as America. Truly incredible.
Joe Biden has, like, the viewership of, like, third-string college sports.
Yeah.
It's not good.
As president of the United States. Truly incredible. I think we have time for a phone call, at least one this segment. Let's see who has been on the longest. We've got some people holding on for a while. Let's go to Matt in New York. Wants to talk about a drug for dogs that cured a man's cancer. Interesting stuff. Yet another hidden cancer cure. Thanks for calling in, Matt. You're on the air with myself, Harrison, and Rex.
Yo, what's up, fellow Americans? Before I get to that, I just want to get to one more thing. We can all rest easy. We have our important paid-for champions of justice, Rand Paul, a.k.a. Mr. Poodlehead, and Jim Jordan, a.k.a. Mr. Big Tech. They are on the scene. I call them a fire truck with no water. They sound the alarm, but they don't put out any fires.
I hate to agree with you, but I have to say that is
a
pretty good.
A fire truck with no water, that's good.
Yeah, sounding the alarm, but not actually stopping anything. It's incredibly frustrating. It's like, you know, any time that big tech does something and they're like, we are going to demand more big tech, bosses come up in front of us and testify. It's like, okay, so they're just going to go up and lie to your face again. They're going to continue to censor you. They're going to continue to run roughshod over the First Amendment. Oh, but they'll get a finger waving from Jim Jordan, and
This is why it's too late for America, in my opinion. This is why it's too late. Our politicians, including Trump, don't care about something until it affects them.
Right.
Until they get banned, they don't care. And they didn't ban Trump until he was powerless, until he couldn't do something about it. They are going to come for everyone. It's just a matter of time. But as long as Ted Cruz and Jim Jordan keep on getting these hearings where we get these people's, like, villain monologues,
right,
nothing's going to happen.
Right.
Nothing's going to happen unless you actually say, all right, here's a punishment for your crime.
Yeah. Even if it's just monetary punishment, although I think more dynamic punishment is in order, but that's just me. But Matt, sorry, we sort of cut you off there, but that was such a good point. The fire trucks without waters, I think that is a very valid criticism, sure.
Yeah, it's just hard to take these guys seriously when you find out they're taking money from big tech and big pharma.
Yeah.
So it's like, where are we really going? You know what I mean? Like, it's just preposterous, really. But
what do we do, man? I mean, these are, you know, at the same time, Jim Jordan, I played at least two clips from him today. Rand Paul is a total champion. Like, he's bringing up stuff that nobody else will bring up. So, I mean, these are the guys we're stuck with, and they are, you know, the champions here. But yeah, they don't respond until it's too late, really. They refuse to get on the offensive until the plate is already laid for them, right? Especially with the Fauci stuff. They should have been talking about the COVID lab release since last year. It takes a year until it's like, okay, now I can come out and say this. We need some gumption, man. We need some offensive maneuvers here. We got 20 seconds for the break, Matt. Final words?
Yeah, it just sounds like horse manure to me. I mean, no one's been able to isolate the virus yet. It's total BS. The virus is the vaccine, and that was their whole agenda. That's why Rand Paul knows it has a 15% mortality rate. Please tell them to put up or shut up. Go with the slide with the actual virus, all right? The virus is the vaccine.
Virus
okay?
is the vaccine. We'll be back on the other side.
Gerald in South Carolina. Go ahead, you're on the air. Trying to move quicker.
Hey, Alex.
Welcome.
Would like to say, first off, thanks for being the voice of reason in amongst all this stupidity. Wanted to warn people, I've been trying to get a hold of you for a year, okay? I'm a double amputee, and I have bacteria infection on my lung that'll never go away. Living Defense saved my life. They had me on antibiotics for 2 years that almost killed me. Living Defense brought me back. I wanted to just quote from the Bible, Jesus is saying, as to where we are right now. This is Matthew 24, verse 9. Then they shall deliver you up to be afflicted and shall kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended and shall betray one another and shall hate one another. That's right where we're at, brother.
And that's because God's name is on the founding of this country, no matter what they say, and that's why the enemy hates it, because God created this country.
We here at InfoWars are proud to announce the first ever Kava Kava root supplement that is now available at InfoWarsStore.com. Kava is one of the hottest new breakthroughs in the natural health world today, though it has been used for hundreds of years in the Pacific Islands for its relaxation and euphoric effects. According to ancient Samoan legend, Kava was given as a gift by the sun god Tagaloa, who they considered to be the supreme ruler and creator of the universe. The Samoan people would drink kava tea during social gatherings and sacred ceremonies to loosen up a little. Nowadays, kava is used around the world by many who enjoy its serious benefits. The new Kava Chill by Dr. Jones Naturals contains a full blend of not only kava kava, but other herbs including, but not limited to, German chamomile, organic skullcap, and valerian root. We do expect to sell this new product quickly, so be sure to secure yours by visiting InfoWarsStore.com.
One of the most common questions I get on air, but also off air when I'm just out and about, is, Alex, what do I say to my family about the vaccines? How do I warn them? Well, the problem is there's so many problems with it, so many facets. The history of contaminated vaccines, the fact that they have liability protection in the U.S., and Europe, the fact that they've been caught adding sterilants and cancer viruses and other things to vaccines, and the whole history of secret experimentation on at-risk groups of poor blacks, poor whites, Native Americans, the list goes on and on. But what about the fact that Fauci testified to Congress, and so did the head of the CDC in late May of 2021, that around half of the NIH CDC staff, medical doctors, virologists, scientists, have refused to take the vaccine until they get safe. Yeah, I think when half the doctors are scared to take it, and it's the same thing in the private practices out there, similar numbers, that's not something I'm going to be taking. That's very, very simple. There's your answer. I am a very humble person, but I'm also a bold person. And so as bad as things are with the globalists attacking humanity, with all the terrible things that are unfolding, I want you to know that a lot of positive things are happening as well.
I'm a public figure, so I get to see things the general public doesn't get to see. And let me tell you, whether it's police chiefs or members of Congress or even folks in Hollywood or mainstream media or industry, people are really, really awake in the establishment. They don't want to go along with the globalists, but they're scared. They're looking for leadership. Well, that's where InfoWars comes in. You fund us. You support InfoWarsStore.com. You get great products at the same time. We will then go out and do what the globalists say is unpopular, what the globalists will target you for, to show people that it's safe to tell the truth and to take the heat. That's our job. So please keep us on air so we can hit the barbed wire, so we can be the shock troops in the information war. Fund us at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, folks. Rex Jones and Harrison Smith here on American Journal, band.video, freeworldnews.tv. Hey, Rex, freeworldnews.tv.
What is that, Harrison?
Why, that's our newest URL used to disguise band.video.
That's right. They keep banning us, so we have to island hop from URL to URL to URL.
I know. I was saying it feels like Star Wars, the rebels jumping from base to base until the Death Star locates them and eliminates their former base, and we all have to escape.
Except in this case, the Death Star is a morbidly obese feminist who's drawing us into a gravitational field, and we have to keep escaping.
I know. It'd be less shameful if it was something powerful like the Empire and the Death
Star.
No. It's not.
It's not powerful. Their whole agenda is run by a man with severe dementia and Alzheimer's, and their projection of strength is a projection of weakness. Everything they claim to be and everything they are as globalists, as people that want to control and dominate and sicken and weaken a population, everything that surrounds that energy is evil. And you see it in the people that are spreading the agenda. You look at these people, you look at Kamala, you look at Joe Biden, you look at AOC, you look at all these people, and they have one thing in common, Bill Gates, Fauci. They all look shrunken and angry and deformed because of the evil. It rubs off on you. That's something that in Star Wars is a big concept. Like if you're part of the dark side, you get all wrinkly and stuff.
Yeah, you're right.
But
yeah.
It's very true. The evil in these people deforms them and makes them look like the goblins they are. They can't hide themselves. They can't hide themselves. And that's part of the deal. The devil always tells you what he's doing while he does it.
Right.
And they're very honest and open with us. They share their agenda, Carl, The Great Reset, all those books. They share their agenda. They're not lying to you. They're letting you know what they're doing, and you're just taking it.
Yeah. Very good point, man. Yeah, the dark side does affect the physical appearance when you spend too long in those forbidden zones.
That's right.
Look at them.
Faces of death. I've always said this, 10% of any InfoWars broadcast is zooming into people's faces and saying, look at this creature. It's true, right?
It's true. You cannot look at these faces. And
Let's go back to the faces really quick. Let's go back to the faces.
I just want to look at some of these. We got, Clinton over in the top left.
Stelter is always really bad. He doesn't look right.
Even the bottom middle, Colbert, with that smile, there's just something predatory about
it. Cuomo looks like the shark from Finding Nemo. Looks like Bruce.
He does. He does look like Bruce. Then that's Jimmy Savile, prototype of the globalist. Gavin Newsom there on the far right. Just, I don't know what he looks like. I mean, he looks like a villain from an 80s movie. But other than that, there's something intangible but horrifying about these faces, isn't there?
Of course there is. I mean, the dead stare. That's what always gets me. And they all have the same dead, vacant stare. Like there's nothing really there.
And it's the psychopath eyes where you can see the whites of the eyes above the pupils.
Brian's always been the worst for me. That's the one I hate the most. Brian Stelter genuinely bothers me as a human being.
I know. Well, Alex has a visceral reaction when he sees Brian Stelter. But I think it's the eyes. Like, if you ever had a dog, my dog was a street dog before I got her, and you would look for these warning signs, and one of them is the eyes where you can see the white above the pupil. Mm-hmm. That's a no sign. That's a back away sign. That's a you're about to get bit sign. And it's true in humans as well when they get the wide-eyed, crazy psychopath look. You're right. This is a metaphysical battle that we're fighting.
It really
here.
Is. It is a metaphysical battle. They are showing us everything they're doing to us before they do it, and we just don't listen. I do not understand how the American population does not get that we need to stop these people before it is too late. But we don't. We don't understand. It is plain as day to see. Jesus, you just scared the crap out of me. The crew just switched the picture. I wasn't ready for that. Don't do that again. Please don't do that.
What do you mean?
Again.
What do you mean, Rex? That's the same picture. There's nothing. There's no
stop.
Change happening
like
here.
I don't like clowns.
There's something happening in your mind, maybe.
I don't like clowns. For real, stop it. I see you back there. Stop doing that. Stop doing that to me.
This is Reliable Sources with Pennywise the Clown. Really incredible stuff. All right, let's go out to the phone call, shall we, Rex?
Yes.
Who do you like? Let's go to Jeremy in Ohio, who wants to talk about shedding remedies, people shedding the vaccine. Thanks for calling in. Jeremy, you are on the air.
Rex, Harrison, how you doing, brothers?
Good, thank
Great.
You.
Great.
Hey, first off, congrats on the birth of your son.
Thank you.
Harrison, fatherhood is one of the greatest gifts from God. And speaking of fathers, we have Father's Day coming up a month away. So don't wait.
Don't wait for what? Wait. You dropped off there, Jeremy. Sorry. You said Father's Day a month away. Don't wait.
Don't wait till the last minute and don't buy him a tie. Go to Infowars.com. Pick him up. Something that will benefit him mentally and physically.
Jeremy, you're a genius. You're a genius. Father's Day, 1 month away. Put your orders in now. Get your father something that will show your appreciation for the dedication he put in throughout your life. Show him that you care. Go to InfoWarsStore.com.
I sadly cannot buy my father a gift from the InfoWars store because he has everything from the InfoWars store.
He has them all. So everybody except for Rex,
everyone
go to InfoWarsStores.com. And
get
your dad a badass T-shirt, maybe a Blockit pocket, maybe some supplements, something that will improve his life and show you that you appreciate the hours that he took care of you as a baby, which I can attest from personal experience is an exhausting and time-consuming endeavor,
There really are a lot of great options on the store for gifting. I've done this a lot, and I suggest you do the same. InfoWarsStore.com is a great place to find a gift when you're really looking for one. You can't make a good decision because there's so many different things on the site.
I know. We talk about the supplements a lot, but really the survival gear, the books, DVDs.
Yes.
Yeah, there's a lot of good stuff. Thank you for that, Jeremy. That's a very good call. We're always sort of behind the times. It's like I get here and I look at the – and I'm like, oh, it's Father's Day today. I probably should have known about that. I'm too busy with all this other stuff. But that's not what you wanted to call about, is it, Jeremy? You have an actual point to make. Not just trying to get people to InfoWarsStore.com.
We appreciate the plug, though.
We do appreciate
well,
it.
Well, no problem. Every time I want to plug, you guys' products are the best. And it helps us continue to fight these liberal idiots.
yes, sir.
What I wanted to call about is actually my father. I called a couple days ago, and he's experiencing symptoms, which potentially could be from the shedding from the jab.
Yeah, I remember.
That my mother and I wanted to know, is there anything, supplements, vitamins, minerals that somebody could take to help them fight off the symptoms or to protect them from potential shedding from the virus or, you know, the vaccine? I mean, you know, it's just something from the store or something that we can do to protect ourselves, to put that shield around us to prevent, you know, these jabbed people from spreading to us the spike protein. Do you know of anything, Harrison?
Well, I, you know, for legal purposes and because we are under the constant scrutiny of authorities with our destruction in mind, I will not say that any products from the InfoWars store can help you with that particular product. But I would say, you know, the healthier you are in general, the more your body is going to be able to fight back any sort of infection or any sort of invasion from any alien you know, whether it's the vaccine, the virus itself, the shedding from the vaccine. I mean, the weaker the body, the more able to be invaded it is.
It's a good question. But the problem is with the shedding and the vaccine, all this stuff is so new. We really don't even know what it is yet or how it's going to affect us. So
very true.
And we're sad we can't give you a definitive answer. But we're just going to be honest. We don't really know. And for legal purposes, of course, we got to be protected. But thank you for your question. We appreciate it.
Yeah, for sure. And the segment's already over. We'll be back on the other side, folks. Don't go anywhere. Time flies when you're having fun.
Your voice counts. When you share information, be it over the internet or in person, it changes the world.
The globalists know their agenda is unpopular. They know you're angry. And now to get around big tech, it's more important than ever that we use every tool we've got. Well, ladies and gentlemen, if you sign up for our free news and show alerts, you can then take those alerts, those articles, and those live feeds, both the regular shows and special reports, and share them with everyone you know. Take action now by texting the word NEWS, N-E-W-S, to 833-470-0438. That's 833-470-0438 for InfoWars emergency news alerts. Or text the word SHOW to 833-470-0438 and receive live show notifications. Take action now, create the chain reaction, and tell others to share those texts. Get news alerts at 833-470-0438.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with super male vitality in the true alpha male pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power. Head to InfoWarsStore.com today.
I'm not going to say this five times in a row to be obnoxious. I'm saying it because it's the key to victory over these criminals. Last week, the arch globalist Fauci admitted that roughly half of the CDC's top brass and workers, medical doctors, scientists, nurses, you name it, have taken the so-called COVID-19 Frankenshot. I'm going to say it the second time. Around half of the doctors at the CDC and NIH refuse to take the Frankenshots. They don't trust it. You shouldn't trust it. The vaccines have been banned in most countries around the world. This is an attack on the American people, the people of the world. This is an absolute red flag smoking gun. Again, let me say it two more times. Around half the individuals that work at the NIH and CDC, the medical staff, refuse to take the vaccines. That's right. The doctors, nurses, and scientists do not trust the so-called vaccines, and you shouldn't either. You should warn everyone you know about the truth. Your brain, your heart, your bones, your liver, your eyes, everything has a better shot at surviving in this crazy environment when you have high-quality fish oil. We've got the best out there. We have the highest grade of fish oil available, and what it does for your body is simply amazing. Everybody already knows what high-quality fish oil does, and it costs us even more to put it through a process to remove any trace mercury that's in it. So this is also clean fish oil. It's been sold out for months, but it's back in stock, 50% off. Krill oil is set to sell out. It's amazing as well. It's at 25% off, but when you get them both together in a combo, it's 50% off as well. Ultimate Fish Oil, now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And when I forget to take it, I really feel it. When I take a couple of them before I go to sleep at night, it makes my dreams even more amazing. Listeners thought I was joking. You've tried it out, and most of you have been blown away. Get your fish oil today at InfoWarsStore.com. Ultimate Fish Oil, InfoWarsStore.com. Ultimate Fish Oil, InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're tuned in to the American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
In the southern part of Texas, in the town of...
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Final hour of American Journal. Rex Jones joins me to my right. You're not even on social media these days, are you, Rex?
No, not really. Not a lot of it. A couple things for communications purposes, but no, I've deactivated most of my things.
Yeah.
And, I mean, after I got banned on Twitter, it was just kind of like, eh.
Yeah.
I liked Twitter a lot. It's a shame that I had to be removed.
You just have to make a new account. I'm on my third account. I just reached 6,000 people on my third account.
I've tried to make new accounts, and every time I make a new one, it gets banned. Like,
yeah.
Legitimately, it gets banned.
Yeah, you got to be sneaky about it. You got to have alternative phone numbers and stuff.
I want to make a Parler. I have been avoiding it forever, but I need to make one. I want to have a way to reach you guys.
I know. Well, I was going to tell people where to follow you.
I used to like sending my memes. Tell you what, by next week's time, when I come on again, we will have a place for me.
All right, good. And I'll have somewhere to tell people to go. Except, of course, they can go to Bandai Video, see your Dr. Silence videos.
That's right.
Bandai Video.
Bandai Video. And, of course, freeworldnews.tv. Freeworldnews.tv.
Freeworldnews.tv. Freeworldnews.tv. Bandai Video is bad.
TV. All right. Out to your phone calls. Once again, we go now to Simon in Florida. Thank you so much for waiting patiently for us, Simon. We appreciate your indulgence here. And welcome to the program. Simon in Florida, you're on the air.
Thank you ever so much for taking my call.
Thank you.
Quite a serious topic. You may recall that yesterday you had this article about the small print on the British Health Service vaccine passport app.
Yep.
Do you remember that article?
Yes, I do. And
right.
Yeah, but go ahead, sir.
Okay. Well, it turns out that was the tip of quite a giant iceberg. I've sent through it to your email and also to ShowTip an article from a rather nerdy IT magazine called biometricupdate.com. And it's entitled ID 2020 and Partners Launch Program to Provide Digital ID with Vaccines.
Right.
And this is in September 2019, written by an IT journalist called Chris Burt. And even more horrifying for you in particular, if you scroll down to paragraph 8 and 9 of that article, it actually says that some of their new partners who have been announced, and ID 2020 is an official UN program
right.
as part of the 2030 agenda. It's item number 16.9 on the 2030 agenda. And lo and behold, your own city has partnered with them to pilot the scheme. And they did this just before COVID started.
Right. They did it with the homeless people, right?
Exactly. So when you were talking about those people being picked up and offered $100 to go through various procedures, this is what it was. It was called the My Pass program.
Yeah.
And the city had private funding for it, and they actually were given a city government innovation award. And just like the British system that got rolled out and has since been changed because of a government panic in the United Kingdom since that story broke yesterday, they were indeed asking from the Austin homeless not only for all of their medical information, but they were putting onto the database all of their criminal history and their social security information. So it's very, very similar.
Yeah, and so and of course
now in England.
The amazing thing about this is that this was published, as you say, in September 2019, talking about including the vaccine information along with ID 2020. So again, and you know, we've known about this and we've warned about this and we covered this. When it came to Austin, they were talking about microchipping homeless people. We actually went and talked to some homeless people who said, yeah, I wanted to go get some benefits from the Austin government. You know, I wanted to go and, you know, take advantage of the homeless shelter that's run by the city. But they told me I had to give them all this information. They told me I had to sign up for these programs. They talked about microchipping me. And I said, no, thanks. I don't have any interest in that. So the homeless guy we talked to was aware of this and was like, that sounds creepy. I'm not signing up for it. But obviously a bunch did. But again, the lead here, the headline is that this all happened before the concept of coronavirus was even out there, let alone vaccines and vaccine passports. So this has been the plan for an extended period of time. They're just now giving the justification that they need to bring about what they were intending to do all along. I think that's fascinating. Another fantastic call from Simon in Florida. Rex, any thoughts about this?
Everyone needs to remember that there's been one person that's been saying all of this stuff for decades. And everyone ignored him, and everyone called him crazy, and everyone said he was a big bad person and that he needed to be taken off the internet. There's been one person, been one guy that told you that all this stuff was going to happen, and you didn't listen to him.
They're still not listening to him.
You laughed at him. He called him a meme, and now he's gone. And whose fault is that? It's our fault collectively for not standing up to the digital tyranny that we are being subjected to. When people get banned, when people get canceled, it's an affront to our First Amendment. And I cannot believe that we as Americans have been taking this for so long.
Yeah, and you know, even people who get vaccinated, like, okay, say you get vaccinated because you believe the crap and you want it and you think it actually helps, blah, blah, blah. You should still see the threat that vaccine passports represent to our ability to move freely, to our ability to avoid surveillance, to have privacy and freedom.
A big fundamental right is freedom of travel, and people don't talk about that.
Yeah.
A big fundamental right is freedom of travel.
They're letting it be destroyed. So that's what I don't understand is that, you know, even if I was vaccinated, I would still go, hey, you're not, I'm not telling you if I'm vaccinated, and you're not allowed to, you know, exclude my friend here that is not vaccinated. I mean, people should understand this. Mm-hmm. This basic fundamental threat to freedom in general and stand up against it, even if they think these things are good, that's not an excuse to mandate them and it's not an excuse to punish people.
100%, 100% Harrison. I'm so glad you said that. These people, I don't know what video they're playing right now on the screen. I was paying attention to it. It distracted me a little bit. These people are so deranged and believe the lie to such an extent that they are willing to sell themselves and to sell their children and their children's children for ever,
yeah,
just to regain the tiny little bit of freedom that they're willing to give you back.
Yeah.
And people will do this. People will do this stuff. People will sign up for the vaccine passports. People will get chipped. People will do all of this, and they'll do it to their children too because they want to be on the side of good. And in America, we have entered an era where it doesn't matter who you are as a person. It matters who they say you are as a person. It matters who they say you are as a person. It matters. It doesn't matter what you say. It matters what they said you say. It's like that right. Malcolm X quote that you were talking about earlier. They have the power to make the guilty innocent and the innocent guilty. And as long as you keep using their words and their language and you keep believing that their stuff is real, and you keep saying that Joe Biden's doing great when the emperor has no clothes, the delusion will continue until we are all in camps.
Very well said, and a very important topic brought to us by Simon in Florida. Simon, I want to thank you again for holding on for so long. We've got about a minute left in this segment here. Any final words for us?
Yes. In 1 minute, you need to recognize that the goals of the program reversed from being digital ID to, in fact, being immunization that led to the creation of digital IDs when Garvey joined the program. And Garvey is a creation of the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. They set it up in 1999, and they were the sole funders of that organization. And they've now put in over $4 billion into it.
Say the name of the foundation again.
G-A-V-I.
Garvey, yes, yes.
For Vaccinations and Immunizations.
Right.
And they specifically say that with the creation of the digital ID, it's to provide access to services and employment. And in just a few days, the only WEF World Economic Forum conference of the year that's still going ahead is their Job Reset Conference.
Well, we'll be keeping an eye on that. And thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Simon. You are great and fantastic. You made so many great points in that call, and I'm really glad we got to segue into that. I got a couple things I want to talk about in the next segment with you. Dovetailing off that.
Excellent. All right. More with the vaccine passports, more of your calls in the final segment of American Journal with Rex Jones and Harrison Smith. Stay with us, folks. We'll be back before you even know it.
Bioremediation is a process used to treat contaminating water, soil, and subsurface material. By accelerating naturally occurring environmental conditions to stimulate growth of microorganisms and degrade targeted pollutants. For the first time, the BioPros are bringing to the public market a suite of bioremediation products to the everyday consumer. Their first product they are launching is called BioSeptic Pro, a product specifically designed to establish a healthy septic system. BioSeptic Pro contains live microorganisms, not traditional enzymes like its competitors. This stuff lives in your septic system. It's really like probiotics for your septic tank and is at least 100 times more effective than similar microbial products due to its revolutionary patented delivery system. BioSeptic Pro contains no chemical ingredients and no genetically modified organisms. Visit thebiopros.com today and protect your septic system. That's thebiopros.com. This is for anaerobic septic tanks, and the job it does is unparalleled. thebiopros.com.
Listen up, Patriots. I'm running a sale that's the biggest I've ever run on three products that are already selling out.
Well, then why am I selling it then at 50% off or 60% off, depending on which sale you go with? Because I know a lot of you are on the fence, you haven't tried it, and I know you're going to get hooked once you do. So for 1 week only, we're running 50% off on Ultimate Fish Oil, 50% off on Winter Sun with D3 and K4 Immune System, and, oh my gosh, people love this so much, but sold out for months, back in limited supply. Turbo Force 10-Hour Clean Energy is 40% off. But you can get them all three together in the Optimum Trifecta Pack for 60% off. We've never offered that on these products. It's basically a loss leader. I want you to get them. I want you to try them. I want you to love them. So believe me, you're going to be blown away. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. We're running this Monday through Sunday, and the deal is over. Best deal ever. Take advantage of it at InfoWarsStore.com and fund the InfoWar. When listeners call into the show and thank me for all I've done, I always stop them and I say, thank you for what you've done. Thank you for keeping InfoWars on the air. Thank you for praying for us. And thank you for spreading the word. If all of you will simply go to InfoWarsStore.com and get a privacy pocket for your iPhone or Droid, it will teach you and others that these things are surveilling you. It will remind you every day, like it does me and my family, and it will protect where you go and what you do. Not because you've done something wrong, but because the big telecoms, big tech, and the globalists are predatory and are evil. And in the surveillance state, we need to more and more start doing everything we can to mitigate the criminal activity they're involved in. These are the highest quality, highest ratings. They're available at InfoWarsStore.com in four different colors, and they are only $19.95. The exact same pocket is sold for $24.95 or even $29.95 everywhere. They're available right now for $19.95, and they fund the InfoWar. Please take action today. Protect your privacy and fund the InfoWar.
Globalist puppet Joe Biden wasted no time blaming Russia with no evidence for the shutdown of the East Coast gasoline pipeline that goes from Houston right up through New York City and supplies more than half of the gasoline to the East Coast. But who is it that actually shut down the main pipeline from Canada through the Midwest to Houston to refine the oil that's then turned into gas and sent to the East Coast? That's right, Joe Biden shut down the Keystone pipeline right after it was completed. Joe Biden did that to America. He has the history. He has the background. He's the one that promised to, quote, get us off of fossil fuels. He's the one that's tried to extend the lockdowns of the country. Remember, ladies and gentlemen, that the New World Order wants a post-industrial world, and they want the United States, Europe, and Australia crippled so communist China can be dominant. It's not Russia that's the enemy. It's communist China and their minions like Joe Biden in control of the White House. That's the facts. That's the information.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, we're back, folks. Folks, all you fine folks out there, info warriors all, welcome to the American Journal final segment. I'm sitting here with Rex Jones, who has some stuff to say that we didn't get to say in that last segment about vaccine passports, but I just found this article in the break from Bloomberg.com as of yesterday at 6 p.m. We may get to the point where we must force people to get the COVID vaccines for the public good. It's the public good. They ask, what happens when vaccine incentives aren't enough? Rex, they have to force them on us for our own good. We just don't know any better. We are cattle, after all. You know this.
Well, Michael Bloomberg is like this Keebler elf character who banned soda in New York. I mean, what do you expect from him?
Yeah.
It's crazy. We have all these billionaires telling us how to be good, moral people while they crap on the environment.
Mm-hmm.
Inoculate children with experimental bioweapons, run around everywhere tracking and logging everyone's data and selling it illegally. You don't get to be bad and also good. Bill Gates doesn't seem to understand this. You don't get to create a monopoly, then get busted for it, then go inject children with diseases, get busted for it, and then go start a pandemic and get busted for it and be the good guy. It right. doesn't work that way because, you see, there's something called consequences. Now, he seems to be immune to that thus far, but I really think it's going to catch up to him. And the Fauci thing, the Fauci stuff is my kind of like my last hope because it really looks like there's a lot coming out now that really and truly proves that Fauci's gain-of-function research started this whole thing.
And this is what we've been hammering on this entire week, well, and the entire time I've been at InfoWars, this has been the message, but especially recently, is it's not enough just to have them stop oppressing it, right? It's not enough for them to come out and go, oh, okay, we'll repeal some of this stuff, or oh, okay, maybe we had mm-hmm. – now's the time to go on the offensive. Now's the time That's to take right. all of this stuff, like you're talking about the Bill Gates nonsense going on, the fact that Fauci funded the gain-of-function research that led to the coronavirus that was released from the Wuhan lab. It's not enough to just go, oh, they lifted lockdown. Wow, now we're free again. We're done. No, now's the time to push back, to go on the offensive, not let them rest.
Let's just look at some facts, all right? These are objective facts. There's no debate. There's no, No, these are facts. Fauci funded gain-of-function research in Wuhan, okay? Where did the virus come from?
Wuhan,
China. Is the virus a chimera virus that's not natural in origin?
Yes, it is, Rex.
It's a chimera virus. It's man-made in a lab. There's a lab in Wuhan, China that Dr. Fauci funded. All right, let's do some simple math equations in our head. There's a virology lab in China that's experimenting on these superviruses. A supervirus escapes in the same town and causes a global pandemic, and Dr. Fauci is funding said lab. So connect the dots, and what is the picture?
You're literally making two dots.
No, you're connecting two dots. We used to be able to do this in America. We used to be able to connect dots, but we can't anymore. And they're talking now about allowing some freedoms, like you were saying.
Oh, yeah.
Like going back to normal. Oh, you get a little bit of this as long as you take the vaccine. Like live music, concerts, festivals. ACL is coming in the fall. I wonder what they're going to do for Austin City Limits. This is a local thing in Austin.
Yeah.
I wonder what they're going to do for Austin City Limits. I wonder what they're going to do for the music festival. I wonder if in 2021 and 2022, with all these big music festivals coming back, and I see the posters everywhere on social media now, I wonder if they're going to start trying to soft roll out some of these programs. And they won't even they won't even announce it. They'll just do it.
Right, right.
They'll just do it.
Yeah.
They'll just do it. So I want to know if people are going to go along with this.
I think they are. And what people don't realize is that this is the baited hook. And once they have their hook in you, you're in, right? Like people right now, they're like, oh, well, it's, you know, everybody got the vaccine and COVID's so bad. So, yeah, we'll let them mandate vaccines and have this vaccine passport. Once you've allowed them to do that, once their foot is in the door, once that hook is in your mouth, you're caught. You're done. 6 months from now, they come out with a new vaccine. Maybe you think, yeah, this one, maybe I'm not going to get too bad. You can't opt out of this
No, you're in.
You bit the hook, man.
This will never stop. This will never stop, and it will never be over. There'll be a new shot every year that you have to take, and if you don't take it, you won't be allowed to do anything.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what's going to happen.
And if you let them do it with the first vaccine, you let them do it with the first round of shots, the hook is in, you are caught, you are done. Spit the hook out now. Don't let them institute this. Because once you're in.
Remember, we were all told this lie. If you're young and healthy, you're going to die of COVID.
Mm-hmm.
If you're physically active, you're going to die of COVID. If you're not at risk, you're going to die of COVID. You're going to kill your grandmother. You're going to kill your grandfather. You're going to kill your parents. You're going to kill your daughter and your son. You're going to kill your children, because children are going to die of COVID. Everyone's going to die of COVID, and if you don't get this shot, you're going to die too. Well, let's look at the numbers. COVID has a 99% above that survival rate.
99.9 in a lot of cases.
99.9. They're marking motorcycle deaths and heart attacks as COVID deaths.
They came out and admitted they were doing that.
The real COVID deaths, the ones that are actually happening, Cuomo's sending infected people to nursing homes and hospice.
Oh, yeah.
Wake up. Connect the two dots. It's not that hard. It's not that hard to understand these things.
Yeah. Well, and it's especially not that hard when you have people like InfoWars telling you the truth
that's
the entire
right.
time.
InfoWars is the one place that is saying this, the one place that's saying the truth, the one place, the only place where you can find the real information. And people mock us and make fun of us. They berate us, but they wouldn't be doing that if we were wrong. They wouldn't be doing that if we didn't need to be silenced. They wouldn't be doing that if we didn't have a coherent message that needed to be heard.
Yep.
InfoWars, and I said this earlier, and I'm sorry, I'm not trying to hog the broadcast.
No, I'm loving it.
But there's been one man that's been right about all this stuff for decades and decades and decades, and his name is Alex Jones. And we all let Alex Jones get kicked off the internet because
Well, what are we going to do?
That's Alex Jones.
What are we going to do? What's he ever been right about? Epstein, the vaccines, 9/11, all of it.
Bill Gates.
He's always been right. He's been right for decades, and you don't listen to him, and you laugh, and you mock him, and you ban him.
Yeah. And even just looking at COVID, I mean, just it's hard to overstate. Everything about COVID has been a lie since the beginning.
100%.
When we were going, hey, there's something going on in China, they were going, nah, don't worry about it. It's nothing. Don't
Pelosi
worry about it.
Pelosi went to Chinatown and danced right on the street.
We talked about it a lot. They're saying, okay, yeah, it's a disease, but it's not going to be that big of a deal.
Don't be racist.
Yeah, it's xenophobic. It's anti-Asian to want to protect your country against an epidemic.
Mm.
But everything has been a lie. They say masks. The masks are a lie. The lockdown is a lie. The social distancing
first
is a lie.
First, you don't need one. Now you do. You know what I mean?
The 2 weeks to flatten the curve was a lie.
2 weeks to stop the spread.
2 weeks to stop the spread. The numbers are a lie because the PCR tests give false positives. The number of deaths are a lie because they count people that didn't die of COVID.
$33,000 for every COVID patient they have in a bed.
Yeah,
per hospital,
and even more if you put them on the
ventilator, which
ventilators.
Has a very high kill rate.
And that was a lie from the very beginning. Oh, we need more ventilators. We have to get more ventilators. They lied about the masks, and then they lied about the lie about the masks.
They lied to you about everything.
They lied
to your face.
And it would be understandable if that was the only source of information you had, and you didn't have anybody being a dissent against it. On January 24th, 2020, I keep bringing this up because it was before COVID was even mentioned in the mainstream news, we were already talking about the fact that it was from the Wuhan lab in China. We were already talking about the fact that we should be shutting our borders because this pandemic is going to hit us. Then you had I don't know if you'd call it a lie, but certainly sending COVID-infected people to nursing homes and then massively exploding the death rate because of
that.
A
terrorist attack. Terrorist attack on our nation.
Mass murder might be a better claim for it, but the numbers.
No. That was an act deliberately done as subterfuge to control our nation. That was an act done by Cuomo to cause more coronavirus crackdown and lockdowns. That was a terrorist attack.
That was certainly
the
effect that it had.
Against our nation.
Yeah. And, he sent the big ship up, the lie about the hospitals being overrun. We built extra hospitals in, like, every city to the tune of millions of dollars. Every single aspect of this has been a blatant lie.
They tell you it's an apocalypse and they can't fit people into the building. There's no one in the building.
Yeah.
There's no one in the hospital. It's fake.
It's crazy.
It's insane.
It is absolutely insane. They lied about the transmission rate. They lied about the and I guess you could say it was a mistake, but clearly it didn't have the effect that they said it would have. They lied about the vaccines not being available. They lied about the vaccines not causing side effects. They lied about
the vaccines.
They
lied to you about everything.
They literally lied about every single aspect of coronavirus. And the entire time, InfoWars is over here going, hey, here are the facts. Does anybody care? Does anybody care if we have the facts right here? It's not that complicated. We know what's actually going on. And so they had to eliminate us. They had to remove us. They had to silence us. And yet, finally, people are starting a year and a half later to realize they should maybe be questioning some of this stuff.
Maybe some of this is wrong.
Have we been lied to? Yes! Damn it!
We've been lied to!
All right, folks, that's going to do it for us.
Another
Rex Jones, Harrison
American
Smith,
Journal.
American Journal is over. The Alex Jones Show begins very shortly. InfoWarsStore.com, freeworldnews.tv.
Excellent.
14 months ago, I began to say on the broadcast every day, when the first world collapses, the third world dies. We have such a complex civilization with so many billions of moving parts that when you shut down the first world, it causes a chain reaction that will devastate the third world and really hurt the first world. Well, now you're hearing about gas shortages all over the United States. And that's because the companies and the systems and the drivers that could barely get the job done before delivering gas have been shut down. Plus, the Keystone Pipeline has been shut down, along with other pipelines. The left is now blowing up dams across the U.S. We're being shut down. Our coal power plants are off as well. Ladies and gentlemen, prepare to be a total slave. The third world is imploding as well. The borders have been removed. Until you wake up and this is a globalist Chi-Com takeover, Great Reset, you have no hope. They're announcing that there will be less than 2/3 the gas needed this summer. So they told you that you're under lockdown one way or another, and CNN laughed at you and your family.
One of the most common questions I get on air, but also off air when I'm just out and about, is,
Alex, what do I say to my family about the vaccines? How do I warn them? Well, the problem is there's so many problems with it, so many facets. The history of contaminated vaccines, the fact that they have liability protection in the U.S. and Europe, the fact that they've been caught adding sterilants and cancer viruses and other things to vaccines, and the whole history of secret experimentation on at-risk groups of poor blacks, poor whites, Native Americans. The list goes on and on, but what about the fact that Fauci testified to Congress, and so did the head of the CDC in late May of 2021, that around half of the NIH CDC staff, medical doctors, virologists, scientists, have refused to take the vaccine until they can save. Yeah, I think when half the doctors are scared to take it, and it's the same thing in the private practices out there, similar numbers, that's not something I'm going to be taking. That's very, very simple. There's your answer.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.